Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. And I want to say welcome to everyone out there. First of all, let's just go ahead. We're going to start the show off. It's Sunday night, October the 7th, 2012. And I want to make sure that I can be heard across the cosmos loud and clear. So if you're in the chat room, I want you to put a heart in the room if you can hear me loud and clear. And all things are a go. I got one heart in the chat room. I know there is more than that. So let me know, you guys, if you're here. Yes, you guys can hear me loud and clear. I'm going to tell you the whole backstory, if you haven't already heard, about working on this yesterday to make sure that the sound is coming in loud and clear. And that you guys can hear me, because that's a big part of the work that we do, is really just to make sure that signals are clear, all sounds are clear, and that we can be heard, and we can do that. So just wanna say yay to that. First of all, let me just go ahead and say welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and tonight is Sunday night. First thing that I want to welcome you guys to is if you're in the chat room and you're a guest and joining us for the very first time, that you sign up. Just click the button at the very bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in the chat room. We'd love to hear from you and who you are. If you don't know how to get over to the chat room, let me give you sort of some directions, some cosmic directions that you can find your way here. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/remix. All one word. And just click the sign up button at the very bottom. Come on, tell us who you are and make yourself welcome. Now, you guys know I'm kind of coming back after being on a little bit of a hiatus for a while. So it's good to be back, you know. And I don't have anything really fantastic for you, although all the work that we do here is really just life-changing work in itself. But it's just so good to be back and connect with you guys. I also want to give you the phone number as well, 646-652-7711. That's the call-in number for the mix. Go ahead and lock that number in. You're welcome to get on the phone lines. We're going to be doing some cool stuff tonight. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the times that we're in and all the things that's kind of going on. I want to give a big shout-out to Esther. Let me give a big shout-out to Esther. And also a big shout out to the sister Ula. Now, you guys don't know this, but yesterday I really was trying to figure out like what is going on with this sound thing and what is going on with this Skype thing. And because I really want to be able to use things that I have, the tools that I have, so that I can communicate with you guys. So we did sort of a test yesterday after I did a lot of research to figure out what is going on. Don't have all the kids worked out, but pretty much I have most of them worked out. And so Esther and the sister Olu, she knows, the sister Olu, Alabama, helped out a lot. And we kind of just had our own little powwow, and we just kicked back and just kind of did a test show. So that was really really, really cool. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I want to give a shout out to our international listeners who's listening from all over the world. So international listeners that are listening out there, UK, big ups to you. I kind of conversed with some of you this evening. Big ups to those of you who are listening. Have some listeners that is listening actually from Japan, of course. And Brother Mark is in Japan. So big ups to him, his family, everyone out there. Also, Amsterdam in the house, Spain in the house, Belize, of course, is in the house, and also Peru in the house, too. So we have listeners from all over the world who is always listening to the readings, either listening live or listening to the downloads. And so that's really, really a great thing. So how's everyone doing tonight? It's Sunday night. It's football night. Did you guys watch football? You know, I shamelessly must say that I love football. I love to watch football. I love sports, too. I love basketball as well. And, yeah, I see you guys yelling out your teams out there, yelling some of your teams. Yelling out for some of your teams. Yes, I hear you guys. I hear the teams out there that you're yelling out for. Well, a lot of teams played tonight, and a lot of teams won, and a lot of teams lost. So we won't go into that. We're not going to go into the losses and the wins, because I think it'll just be just way too painful for some of them, especially for myself. So we're going to be doing some things tonight, you guys, really talking about this new energy that over the course of the last year, actually, we've kind of been talking about, and we're just really kind of riding the cosmic wave as we continue here live in the remix and all over. And I've been getting your emails about everything that's going on with you guys as well, too. So it's good to hear those stories. Good to see you guys in the house. Good to see the remix family. We're going to dance tonight because that's going to be important, too. So we're going to dance. We're going to be on Twitter. If you're over on the Facebook page, you can communicate over there. I'm going to really try to max some things out because I still want to test and make sure I got all the kinks worked out. So if you want to post some things about the show and the remix fan page, feel free to go over there and do that as well, too. If you want to go to Twitter, you can do that as well. Okay. All right. I hear it. Okay. Want to make sure, thank you for that. Want to make sure that everything is still just good on this end. But we're going to dance a little bit and kind of get that groove going. Someone said MySpace. I haven't been over in MySpace in, oh, I don't even know. I don't know. It's been a long time. So, yeah, wherever you want to connect, or you can always email me question, question, the number Blue at gmail.com. You can always go there and reach me, Miss Blue, there as well. Welcome to the remix tonight. Lots of guests in the house. Are you guys new or you're kind of hiding in the cut tonight? Whatever the case is, we welcome you here with us tonight. We're going to be doing a vision quest tonight. It's going to be so much fun. I had it planned for you guys the other night, but, you know, it kind of took a little turn. So all things in mind, right time. So we're going to get a chance to do that, and I'm excited about that. We're going to do the vision quests. And, of course, we'll do some readings tonight, you know, talk about that and answer some questions that you guys may have. So this really, really good time to do that. Also, I want to invite all of you who have your Kim decks, and I know more of you should be getting those any day now. We've received tons of orders coming in from the Kim deck. So you guys, if you're getting the Kim decks and you have your Kim decks, make sure you pull it out. Make sure you pull it out. Pull your Kim deck out. I don't know what's going on over here. Okay. All right. I don't know. But I'll see you guys in the remix. First, we're going to dance, okay? So that's what I want everybody to do is I want everyone to get up, and we're going to do a little bit of dancing. That's it. Grab a partner. Grab somebody close to you. Grab a friend. Let's get ready to dance. If you can't dance, then boogie in your seats. Some of you are at work where you are, so maybe you can't move around as much as you want to. But we're going to get ready to, we're going to do what we can. So if you can dance, I want you to dance. If you can't dance, you know, it's okay. We know you're dancing in your mind, you know. We'll consider you to be one of those wall dancers. That's kind of dancing as well, too. And Sister Munya's in the chat room. Peace to Sister Munya. It's going to be a busy week for us at Question for Blue. Lots of readings coming up, which we'll be talking about some of those here and talking about some of those other things, too. We got a lot of things that we're going to cover, but we're going to have fun most of all because that's what's important to do and just kind of enjoy ourselves. So here we go. We're live in the remix. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then after we listen to this of Baby Blue, by the way, she'll be doing some new drops here soon. I've been getting on her. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance. That's right. We're going to dance. Yes, we are. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. I'm looking for something here, you guys. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. And yes, I will be announcing the show. I'm looking at some dates now for the family show. I'm so excited about that. That's going to be so much fun. And I'm looking for Baby Blue. So we have a hashtag, and Esther has that ready for us for Twitter. So I'll give that out now. It's going to be the #remix new energy. So #remix new energy. It's going to be the hashtag for now. And you can go over there. That's our own little world on Twitter. And just kind of hit that hashtag there. And and they can chat with the rest of the Remix family. So come on, you guys. Let's get up. Let's get ready to dance and have fun.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of set this song up a little for you guys as we're all still kind of getting ourselves settled in for the show tonight. This is really, this song is sort of kind of like a throwback song, but it's a good song because it really just speaks to kind of how I feel about you guys. Yeah. Kind of how I feel about you guys. So you'll enjoy this one. And for whether you're old school or new school, you'll enjoy this. So here we go. I'll see you guys in a minute.
My love is for only you.
Oh, you can make me
see you got the picture. So come over here, let's get freaky. You ready? One and a, two and a, one. I wanna do it like and give it to you just like come over here and do it like turn around and I do a little something like
welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix with us. And that was, yes, Only You by Kwame. And definitely a throwback that really just speaks true to classic music that just never goes away. Only You. And we know about those things in our lives. So welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight, we're going to be doing quite a few things. I just kind of want to touch base on some things that we talked about last time we were here, last Friday night on the show. And some of the things we actually covered from the show on Sunday night, we were talking about the things of past lives and just those certain experiences and me sharing a little bit of my journey and just sort of how I got to this particular place with you guys and you guys sharing those things with me as well too. And it was really, really cool. So I got your emails. I haven't read them all. I'm really trying to get caught up on a lot of mail from the time that I've been gone, but rest assured that every single email that you guys send me, I read each and every one of those personally and really touch my heart. So keep that feedback coming. Me and Sister Manya, we're reading that. Now, I just want to say to you guys, you're in for a special treat, those of you who have readings coming up this week. And boy, do we have a lot of readings coming up this week. I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys this week and going back to that. But I just wanted to kind of cover some of the things that we talked about before. We're in some important times now. You know that we've been talking about this time since the beginning of time. It's something that many of the teachers, scholars, masters, if you want to call them, has known since the beginning of time. And this preparation for this particular lineup that's about to happen, that really only happens every, 2,737 years? So, you know, this is something that most of us this lifetime have never experienced. So we'll be experiencing that. I mean, I have my own thoughts on that, like I told you, and I will be revealing to you about really what cycle we're in. That's going to be coming up soon and talking about the cycle that we're actually in based on some research that I've done and lots of spirit work and lots of channels coming in from that particular perspective as well. So it's going to be some really cool stuff. But this is the good time to really start to align your energy, not just for the energy of 2013, but really going beyond that. I want to start looking beyond 2013, because really when it comes to the calendar, and this is something that Brother Bobby Hemmett has always said and has been true, that we've been in 2013 events for quite a long time. I know you guys out there are feeling the shifts, feeling the changes. You can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it. And lots of changes are still coming, and lots of shifts are being made. We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. I want to address a couple of questions that have come in to me that I did get an opportunity to take a look at. One of the things that I've known with doing this particular work that I do, and I really don't have a name for it, so by all means, you can call it whatever you want. I will just say it is truly soulful spiritual work. The truly soulful spiritual work, one of the things about it, it steps outside the space of time, and it steps outside of space. It really does it. It really does. And so wherever you're listening to the show, so whether you're listening live or you're listening via the archive, people, you still will get the same experience, because what happens is this energy is held in the cosmos, and it's held sort of in this space. It never goes away because it's not limited by time or space. So there are people who have gone back and listened to shows from 2-3 years ago, and some of the work that we've done, some of the inquest in those, just like the show with the Sisters of Transformation, that was one of the things that was revealed to me at that time. It didn't matter if someone was listening then, listening the next day, or if they were listening 30 years from now, you would still go through the same experience, because it was a real soulful spiritual experience. So know with any of the shows, you can always go back and download, and you can download those shows in many different ways. So whether it's the show tonight or any of the past shows, coming right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. You can download it directly to your PC from here, put it on your MP3 player, or put it on your iTunes, or whatever. You can put it on those devices. You can also go to iTunes and you can download the show as well too. So you can follow the shows if you have iPod or iPhone or some of these devices as well. And one of the other ways, if you have an Android phone, remember the Android app that I gave out as a gift? Well, you can download that Android app, and inside that app, it will take you directly to the Remix page. Any of the Remix shows that you ever go back and listen to, that was a gift that I gave to you guys. You can go through that Android app and get that, as well as the Know Your Magic line, known as the Kim line now, and listen to any of those recordings on the Kim line, those new messages that are being put up. And you can also send a direct message directly to me all through this app. So if you have an Android phone, you can put that there. Now, I do have some iPhone apps that I am working on, and I have brothers and sisters who are working with me on that. Haven't actually come out with one yet, but I have the feeling that we will definitely have that iPhone app that will be available for you before we move into the energy 2013. So look forward to that. There are so many ways that you can actually stay connected, and you can actually go and you can get the information and just download it. And so many things out there. And I want to encourage you to do that, because the times that we're living in now, there is absolutely no reason that you cannot just really harness all the energy that's coming in with you and really begin to explore this on the greatest level. Isn't exploring things a wonderful thing, just to explore, you know, to be free to express yourself and explore things that you want to explore? These are some wonderful times that we're living in. It's a lot of things that are going on. I'm going to get challenged with some of these belief systems. We see them crumbling every single day, these belief systems, but you're going to step into that place of knowing. We've been working on this for a couple of years, and Brother Panic has come on and several shows about the knowing and just understanding these times that we're in, as well as myself. So this is really the time to start to put these things in action. And I know you guys are doing that. So tonight, this vision quest is really going to be about that. So I cannot wait. That's one of the things I'm so excited about tonight. Welcome to the remix, you guys. I hear you guys over there sitting still, being still, staring at me. What's going on? Well, anyway, let's keep going. I'm going to bring you guys on the phone line in just a few moments. I'm going to bring you on the phone line because you know you guys are doing that. Is it because you can hear me so clear? I don't know what it is. All right, so I also want to invite you, if you don't already have your Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, that you do get that. That is definitely something. It is a tool that is going to be needed for these times. We'll also do some preparation shows that will be coming up to help you prepare for this. A lot of the things that I predicted last year about energy that's going on at this particular time, we've seen that. We're already in the month of October. We've seen a lot of that. A lot of it has to do with that energy of fire and the other energy of air. And this has a lot to do with what we've been seeing at the beginning of the year. Lots of things fire, lots of things that has to do with the air, you know, things coming out of the sky. So that was one of the things, to look to the sky. You're going to see things, all kinds of things are coming up. We are waking up in so many different ways. People are waking up in so many different ways. And this is... This is really, really, really some cool things. So I want to invite you guys, if you don't have the Know Your Magic deck, for you to get that. You definitely want to get the Know Your Magic deck. And you can just go over to www.missmmblueglass.com and /cards, and you can read all the testimonies there. I think by now it may be over 100 of people who have had that, and that's just a fraction of a number of the people who've ordered it from all over the world. So it doesn't matter where you live at, the deck can be sent to you, and it's beautiful. I worked alongside the sister Pure Feminine Energy. If you can get a chance to hear that show and about everything dealing with the deck, it comes with an hour-long meditation, you know, it comes with an hour-long audio, including a meditation to really help you tap into these other portals and to these other realms so that you begin to build your psychic muscles. This is definitely something you want to get your hands on, your children on, your man on, your woman on, your family on, anyone who wants to work with this. There is no learning curve because it is working with your own divine energy. And so you get defined what that means to you, and it really helps you to connect with that energy of your higher self on the highest level. So it's just a beautiful thing, and I love it so much. So I'm glad that was one of the things that we can do. And then also the audio workbook. I want to say thank you to everyone who's still investing in the audio workbook. We're going to be doing some really cool things with that. It's so much going on, you guys, that it takes a while to get around to some things. I promise you we'll be doing that. So everyone who has the audio workbook, I want you to gather up. I've been getting a lot of your emails of you telling me step by step, because there really is no map. There is no blueprint to this per se. You make your own blueprint on how you began to work with it. Same thing with the sacred session reading. You make the blueprint. There are still people who had readings from me a year ago that's still working on some of the steps and the things in the reading. So I don't want you to rush through any of this. This is really sort of viewing life on your term, your way. And so the audio workbook is all about magic. And you know, when I talk about magic, here's two things I want you to just hold true to. And those two things is magic is making a greater individual commitment. That is you committing to yourself at the highest level. And magic is also about living life with a purpose. And every single person has a purpose. So many great things going on. I'm excited, you guys. I'm excited. You guys are so quiet tonight. What is really going on? I'm going to have to get with you and see what's really going on. I know you guys are just excited about everything that we're going to get into, but y'all are so quiet here. But let's talk about some of the things that's going to be coming up, because this we'll keep going. I'm going to try to stay focused here, you guys. And, you know, my mind, sometimes I can be all over the place, but I want to talk about things here. Now, a couple of things. We know that December the 3rd is a very, very, significant day. And I want you to know ahead of time, there's going to be some very special things that I'm going to be doing to really get us into this alignment before December 3rd. Everything that we do now is getting us ready for this new energy. Remember, I talked about a few shows back about Aura Gen, that this is the new era that we have moved into. It is about the Aura Gen. You see, it's about you putting forth that genius that's within you. And you'll see this word genius been coming up a lot. I mentioned this word earlier, late the latter part of last year, but it's coming up this particular time. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, I want you to go back to that. But I want you to remember the Aura Gen. The aura, the essence, the pure essence of you. And then the gen connected to the genius, divine genius within you. No longer is it okay to just be strong right brain or be strong left brain. It's about bringing both of those hemispheres together and bringing out that genius, that divine genius within you. This is really the times that we're in, and this is what it's calling for every single one of us. And matter of fact, there was a show that I did that I told you I would only talk to the genius in you. No longer would I want to talk to anything else but the genius in you. And so a lot of times when I'm speaking to you and we're connecting with each other, that is the part that I'm connecting with. I'm speaking to your genius within you. So think about all of those things, because everything that we've done from last year all the way up until this time is bringing us up until this particular moment at this particular time. So December the 3rd, we're going to be doing some special things as we begin to get ready for this lineup. And I know most of you are familiar what's going to happen on December the 3rd. On December the 3rd, this will be the first time in almost 2,737 years. Okay, this alignment has come and has never come the way it's going to come at this particular time. You know the pyramids that are in Giza, that is in Egypt. Well, there's going to be a lineup of these planets that's going to line up over these pyramids. And the lineup is going to be Venus, it's going to be Mercury, and it's going to be Saturn. And the three pyramids, that's going to be the lineup. Venus is going to be over the Great Pyramid, the largest pyramid. Venus, of course, we know Venus is connected with love. And so, you know, Venus is really going to be showing this completion. This is the time that we're in. And many of you might be feeling this energy of completion because this is where the planet is. The planet in alignment of this completion. And so Venus is going to be lined up. Now, interesting thing about the pyramids, and I know you guys have done your studies on this, and we'll do some more shows on this and talk about this. We've talked about it before, and some of the other guests have come on and talked about it. I'm just going to touch on it here, but know that we'll have some that's going to be coming up. But all of the pyramids that are all over the planet, not only will these planets, this energy be lining up with the pyramids that are in Egypt, ancient Kemet, they'll be lining up with the pyramids all over the world. And even the pyramids that is in China, because China has hundreds of pyramids. The only difference is that there's not a lot of documentation on the pyramids that are in China because they won't let anyone close enough to come in. I think there's been one person that really has been able to take a couple of these pictures of the pyramids in China. But there are pyramids all over the planet, and all these pyramids will line themselves up. And the space is going to play a very key role in this particular lineup, too. And this is also the particular lineup that is going to be going on within you. So again, we're always in this scenario of as above, so below. We're always in that scenario. I don't want you to ever forget that everything is as above, so below. That means that those things that are going outside yourself is also those things of a divine reflection that's happening within you. Now, what does that mean? What does that really, really mean? That means that maybe, I'm laughing at something, I'm sorry. That means that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're automatically going to be getting exposed to some of these things. It means that for those of us that consider ourselves to be awakened, conscious on some level, that there are certain things that we can do, that we can begin tap into this energy like never, ever before. And then there are going to be some things that happen purely by osmosis. They're just going to happen. There's absolutely nothing you need to do. It is just going to happen. Well, here's the goal, and always has been the goal for those of us who consider ourselves conscious. We want to be in the position where we are aware and we are active participants on what is going on. We don't want things happen by default, because when things happen by default, we know that it truly does not take into consideration your free will. It doesn't take into consideration your free will, you see. So this is what you want. You want to make sure that you are aligning yourself with this energy and working with the tools and working with a lot of the things that we'll be talking about. This is how you're going to begin to line yourself up with this particular energy. All right. One second, guys. You're live in the remix, of course, with me, Miss Blue, and we're going to be having a great time tonight. I just had to kind of pull something up really, really fast here because I'll make sure that we cover all of these things that we're going to cover tonight and have some fun, too, at the same time. So think about these planets. We have Venus. We have Venus, of course, which is connected with love. We know Venus, that planet of love. And we also have Mercury. Now, what is Mercury about? Mercury is about being fast. Mercury is about speed. Mercury has a lot to do with just really getting it in and getting it on. That's what Mercury has a lot to do with. And then the other planet we're going to be dealing with is Saturn. And when we start to think about the energy of Saturn, there's quite a few things that come to mind as well, too, with Saturn. And Saturn is really sort of that energy of what they call the workhorse. You know, Saturn is that particular workhorse. It's the energy that really just gets things moving, get things going. And so things are speeding up, you know. Things are really, really speeding up, and they're moving pretty fast. And it's really calling for the pure divine love. It is the revealing of the love. And some of the earlier shows, we talked about how Venus is taking her rightful place. You know, Venus is making the transition. You can go back and you can listen to all of those shows and still sort of making sort of her transition. This is where the divine masculine and the divine feminine begin to sit together, much like the two pharaohs and also the pharaoh and also the goddess taking their seats back in ancient Kemet. So this really sort of this cycle of us kind of going back into this particular era and sort of wrapping things up. Even if we look at this from the perspective of just understanding sort of the basic understanding of numbers, we know that everything in the universe is made up of ones and zeros. This is a part of the binary code when you begin to study this. And when you take the number 2737 and break that number down, it comes up to the number 10. One being represented, that is representing sort of the masculine energy, and the zero representing the feminine energy. So you have the sperm and the egg. So this is an opportunity to create new beginnings. So energetically, many of us have already made this particular shift within ourselves. It is really sort of that androgynous state that comes energetically within ourselves. But we're also going to see this reflection on an external level. And this is where it's going to have people come to a state of understanding or a state of confusion. So, you know, there are many doorways that are opening, and you can either walk through this particular doorway and be decided, or you can walk through the doorway and be divided. So this is the purpose of the work, is so that you can be clear about what direction your energy is moving into and following your heart to the highest level. following your heart to the highest level. So this is the importance of this particular lineup, and I'm really, really excited to understand that and really to be working with this energy. And so it's so many things that we'll be covering, uncovering, and it's so many things that are belief systems, because what's a good challenge is really your belief system. And so when I tell you guys that, and I'll let you know ahead of time when I'm going to do the show to tell you what era, what time we're really in, because we're not in the age of Aquarian. This is not where we are. And I'm going to be expressing that with you and sharing those things with you as well, too. So I want you to really trust what's in your heart and not what you've been told. You know, a lot of times, and one of the things Brother Panic will always say is you have to forget everything that you know. And that's one of the things that I've challenged myself with this year, is really to forget what I think I know, because that takes me outside of these belief systems that says 1 + 1 always equals 2, because 1 + 1 does not always equal 2. Sometimes you end up with 1 + 1, and that's it. So I'm going to challenge you guys to do that as well, too, to open your minds and open your hearts and just be able to trust what you feel rather than what you've been taught, and for us to begin to go from that sort of that position. All right. Now, you can't take advantage of time if you don't know it. You understand? So you have to know what time you're in to take advantage of it. If you don't know it, you can't take advantage of something that you don't know. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is it. We are at the beginning, but this is the beginning of a new era. So we're not actually going to be going backward or in reverse, but it is going to give you that feeling. It is going to be some flashes that happens. And this is why it's going to be so important that we bring up the issue of past lives, which we're going to be doing a lot of talk about. And we'll even talk about some more of those components here tonight. You're getting flashes now. The reason people are getting flashes, I told you, the average person, and I've done thousands of these readings at this particular point, and based upon the reading I've done and also the research I've done, I can tell you this, the average person has about 100 past lives. And you're getting the flashes. These flashes are coming up. And so these are going to be some of the things that we're working towards to understand these flashes that are coming up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, 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 everyone. So just so you guys can know what is on the horizon. So now, December the 3rd, like I said, is the startup of the download for December the 2nd. This is actually going to be on December the 2nd and December the 3rd. So as we get closer and closer to this date, you'll get some more updates on that. We'll be able to go further in that particular information. A couple of things I want you to gather with you as we get ready to go on the decision quest tonight. I want you guys to make sure you have something to write with and something to write on, because you're going to need to take some notes. These are going to be notes for you. These are going to be things that you're going to be uncovering, and they're going to be things that you want to take some notes on. And then afterwards, we're going to get on the phone line so that you guys can call in and we can actually share these experiences. And we're also going to talk about what it means as well, too. Yes, yes, yes. You guys are so quiet tonight. So, yes. All right, you guys. Let me go. All right, you guys. It's a beautiful evening. I'm in a really, really good place. I feel really good tonight. And I'm just really having some fun. Excuse me. Probably too much fun right now. Yeah. And when I talk about the flashes, these are going to be flashes like of past lives, of things you don't know. I call them push thoughts. You guys are talking about flashes like hot flashes. Well, sometimes they can be hot. Sometimes they can be cold. It can be all kinds of flashes, but these are just flashes. Those people who are really having these flashes, they know exactly what they are. They know what they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, you guys, so we're going to get ready to take the vision quest. And so I want to make sure that you guys have something to write with and something to write on, okay? 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in. We have a lot of first-time listeners. Want to say welcome to the remix. And welcome for being here, and it's good to have you in the forum tonight. So we're going to get ready to do this vision quest. I want you to get yourself in a comfortable position where you can sit up nice and straight, and I'm going to get ready to take us in as we get ready to start. I want you to also be calling in afterwards and share this. And we'll be doing readings as well, too. So I'm going to set up the particular quest and let you know where we are. We're actually going to be going into the temple. We're going to be going into the temple of Gaza. We're going into the Great Pyramid. Now, one of the things about the Great Pyramid, and really we get ready to go into the temple, here's something interesting that you may or may not know, is that the temple actually has eight sides instead of the four sides most people see. There's really eight sides to the pyramid, and really there is no door. Also, some of the things, you know, I was just recently doing some research on the pyramids, and one of the things that I've always kind of felt inside my heart and just kind of knew about the pyramid is I never really thought of them as tombs. They're not tombs. Interesting fact, right? They're not tombs. They're not tombs at all. They're not tombs at all. But we're going to be going inside the Great Pyramid. And so the place that we're actually going to be taking ourselves in is the Great Pyramid in Gaza. And as we get ready to travel to the pyramid, I want you to just prepare yourself, because upon of entry, here's some of the things that you're going to know once you do cross over that threshold of going into the pyramid. You'll notice that the temperature will drastically change. Drastically. The temperature, I know for myself, and even doing some vision quests and going into different channels and really going into the pyramids and really going into the records very, very deeply, is that it is extremely freezing cold once I go in there. And this is something that has been factual and documented. It is true that inside the pyramid it is freezing cold. If you've ever been inside the pyramid, it is. And if you've been in there in ancient times, it is really to the point where most people, the average human, going in and coming out would actually suffer from the flu or pneumonia, because that's how cold it is. That's extremely how cold it is. So we're going to get ready to go. So we'll be traveling back to Kemet, to Egypt, and we'll be going into the pyramid, and we'll be going in there. And so I want you to get yourself in a comfortable position, you know, feet flat on the floor. If you have something binding you, you may want to take that off. I want you to also have something to write. I want you to write those things down too, because you'll be seeing some things and you'll take it to write them down. And then, you know, you're free to call in to share 646-652-2711. One peace and greeting to the seen and unseen who's listening here live in the remix tonight. So let's get ready to do this vision quest as we get ready to journey ourselves over to the pyramid. And have some fun. I'll see you guys on the other side. Great. You're in. Let's get... So, before we start, let me take you up to the pyramid doors. I apologize for that. So, let me take you guys up to the pyramid doors. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow. That's it. Just breathe nice and slow. Go ahead and close your eyes if you haven't already, and just relax. Keep breathing in and out nice and slow. Now, as you're breathing in and out nice and slow, I want you to start from the base of your feet. And I want you to just begin with each breath in and out, just relax yourself. As you continue to relax yourself from the base of your feet, you can feel the energy begin to rise from the base of your feet all the way up your legs. Now onto your knees and the upper part of your thighs. That's it. Keep breathing in and out nice and slow. Just relax, and with each breath you take, you're becoming more and more relaxed. Your chest area is becoming relaxed. Your lower back is now relaxed. All the way up your back, your spine, to your shoulders, down through your arms, down through your fingertips. Keep breathing in and out, nice and slow, and relax. Now up through your neck. Your neck is becoming relaxed. Your face, and you notice even your cheeks are relaxed. Your eyelids are relaxed, and even your forehead. That's it. Your whole body is now completely relaxed. Just keep breathing. Now, I want you, inside your mind's eye, to begin to feel the warmth of the sun on your back. You can feel it getting hotter and hotter and hotter. With each breath that you begin, you notice that the sun is just basking you in the warmthness of it. Now, I want you to begin to wiggle your toes, and you can suddenly feel that the surrounding has changed below your feet, and you can feel sand. You can feel the sand below your feet. And in your mind's eye, I want you, on the count of three, open your eyes, your inner eyes, and you'll be standing facing the pyramid. You can decide to go in wherever you like. It doesn't matter what position you want to go in the pyramid. It's simply up to you. But on the count of three, you're going to walk straight through the temple walls, and you're going to be inside the Great Pyramid. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Great. You're in. Let's get ready to go. Okay. Now that you're inside, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look straight ahead. Take a few moments to orient yourself to being inside the pyramid. You notice that it is extremely cold, and you can feel the coldness. It is freezing cold, but no worries, because you will have the warmth from the outside still within you to guide you through. I want you to look straight ahead. Straight ahead, you can see a hallway. I want you to begin to walk down this hallway. That's it. Walk down the hallway as we enter deeper into the chambers of the temple. Excellent. Keep walking. Keep walking. Now, to your right, you notice there is another hallway. I want you to turn down this hallway right there. Now, if you look all the way down the hallway, you will see a stream of white light that is shining at the very end. And this is enough light to sort of kind of light your way as we begin to go down the hallway. Now, what we're going to do, because we want to get in here and get out really quick, on the count of three, you're going to take off and you're going to run all the way down the hallway. Are you ready? One, two, three. That's it. Run. Excellent. Now that you're at the end of the hallway, I want you to stand right there in the light, because now we're getting ready to go to another level inside the temple. There's sort of like a little ramp. You can see it ahead. Now, what I want you to do is, as we begin to walk down this hallway, you will notice that we're going to pass several doors. Don't open the doors yet. We're going to pass all of the doors, and then you'll have an opportunity to go inside each one of these secret chambers. You ready? Here we go. Now, on your right, you see door number one. keep walking. On your left, door number 2. On your right again, door number 3. Keep walking. And then door number 4. Keep walking. There you go. Door number 5 is there. And door number 6, the next door. Door number 7. There are 7 doors. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go inside one of these rooms, and I want you to allow your inner wisdom. I want you to go deep within yourself, and I want you to allow that voice within that connects you to your higher self to tell you which door to go into. So on the count of 3, I want you to go into the door that you have selected. There are brass handles on every single one of the door. So grab the brass handle and turn the knob and go in. Are you ready? Here we go. Now, pick your door and go inside. Excellent. You're inside the room. Now that you're inside the room, you will notice that there are 3 chests in the room. There is one to your left, one to your right, and one right in front of you. On the count of 3, I want you to open one of the chests. And inside, I want you to remember everything that you see, because it's going to be very, very important for the work that you're going to be doing. 1, 2, 3. Open the chest. That's it. Excellent. Look inside the chest. Move things around. See what all is in there. Look at all of the clues of everything that is in the chest for you. Make sure you take note of which chest you open. Only open one. Now, let's get ready, because it's time for us to go. And what you're going to do is I want you to just stand straight. Hold your head back and close your eyes, and on the count of 3, you're going to return with all of the memories of everything that you found inside the chest and while you were inside the temple. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. You're back. All right, everyone. I'm going to give you a few moments to just kind of take some notes and jot down. And make sure that you write down everything that you found inside your chest, which chest you picked, which door you picked, and write those down, because they're going to be clues to really kind of let you know exactly what's going on with you at a particular time, to give you insight and direction and guidance on that. And really look for those things. Look for those things that maybe perhaps you're missing, or those things that is connecting you, so that you can begin to move yourself forward. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the fine. I'd love to hear what you guys got. So we're going to go to the phone line. Hopefully you guys can hear me, and we're going to go to the phone lines. So let's see. We're going to go to the caller. I'm going to start down here and see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Victor Sutterwell from Toledo.
Greetings to you, Brother Victor. Yes, you want to tell us what door you picked?
Well, I picked number 5.
Door number 5?
The first chest.
And the first chest. Door number 5 and the first chest.
And what I found in it was a scroll, a pen, and it looked like a crystal, diamond-like crystal.
Okay, and it's like a diamond-like crystal. Okay, very interesting that you pick a door number 5. Door number 5, one of the things that I want to tell you about that particular door. But first, Victor, I want you to tell me a little bit about how it was for you going to the temple.
It was a simple visual. I could visualize it easy. It was very easy to do. Mm-hmm. It was dark. I didn't see. It was just dark. I saw light. What else? I don't know what else I could say.
Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to your experience. I mean, there is no wrong or right answer that comes from that. A couple of things I want you to take a look at. You said that you went inside, you walked inside this door. That was the door that you actually went to, correct?
I noticed I was going down. It seemed like I was going down as far as going up. I had a sensation of going deeper into the earth as far as mm-hmm. wasn't on a level plane or anything like that. But that was, I'm just mm-hmm. saying the sensations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that would certainly make sense. Here's some things I want you to take a look at. You said that you picked up the chest that was on the left, correct?
No, it was on my right. It was. I thought you said imagine three chests,
yes.
One on the right, one in the middle, and the one to your left. I picked the one on the right.
Okay, so the one on the right is the one that you picked up. Okay, well, this is going to be tied to those things that continue to move yourself into the future. So here's some things I want you to take a look at of what's going on with you at this particular time, that this is about you really separating those things that are thoughts coming from you and thoughts that are coming from other people, and not being in the position where you feel like you're just allowing yourself to sort of kind of be overtaken by something, or I don't want to say overtaking, but overpowering. So this is really about some of the struggles you have going on right now. It has a lot to do with either some sort of something forcing you to do something that you don't want to do. Can you relate to that?
Yes, I can.
Yes. I knew you could. I knew you definitely could. But here's the good thing. You see, inside the chest, you found, you said, a pen, a scroll, and what was the other thing?
And a crystal. It was like a rolled-up piece of paper, a parchment, a pen, and a diamond-like crystal.
Okay. So here are some of the things that I would encourage you to do so that you can work past this energy. Definitely journaling is going to be key for you. You need to definitely begin to write your thoughts out and make sure they're very, very clear so that you know. An exercise that you could begin to do, Victor, is in the morning. You can sit down and this is a exercise I used to give out during this session. It's called an electronic journal, where you would actually get up in the morning and create your day. So before you actually start your day, you would get up in the morning and send yourself an email about how your day was going to be. And then at the end of the day, go back and reflect on that and see how many things actually came true.
Okay.
You want to do that. And then the following week, you can reverse it. So at the end of the night, what you're going to do is instead of saying what your day is going to be, you're going to do a reflection on what the meaning was of the things you've taken away from the day.
Okay.
So you can do it either way. You want to do that because it's going to be important that you're able to separate what is truly your thoughts from others' thoughts and not work in that particular energy. And then what will happen is find that one of the things that you'll be able to tap into to get some clear channels. So you're not getting this channeling information that's coming in and you can't discern whether that's you or whether it's someone else. So what's also going to help you that you can work with is, of course, crystals. Crystals are really good conduits when it comes to channeling. And so you can get a clear quartz crystal and you put your intention in there, even when you're doing your writing, and it will make sure that your thoughts are clear, that they're pure, and that they're actually your thoughts.
I needed to hear that because I'm starting a new job this week, and this is a crucial period for me.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. So clear connection is the clear connection to the crown. So clear connection is connected to the crown. So know that. And so you said it was you have the fifth, you went in the fifth door, which we know the fifth door is the portal of communication, all forms of communication. That's the throat chakra. But the throat chakra also ties itself to the top of the heart as well as also the top of the crown. So this is all about communication for you, and you need to be clear, Victor. If you take the new message with you into embarking because you picked what was in the future, this is about your new job. It's about how you communicate with people, even yourself first. Make sure this is all about clear communication for you.
I also picked card 15 in the Zulu Union. Before
okay.
I even talk to the show, does this help with any information that you give me?
Of course it does. The Zulu Union. Now tell me, Victor, when you look at the Zulu Union, what does that mean to you?
Well, I saw the Zulu Warrior. In fact, I just got through watching Shaka Zulu. That was interesting. I saw the Zulu Warrior standing up. And I know we had issues before talking about the feminine energy. You know, the feminine person. To relax and join the right and left side of the brain. And make sure, as you said, to be clear in communication. Because just to be very clear in communicating and that I'm relating to the other person in a way that's beneficial for both of us.
There you go. So you did it, and that's it. So the Kim deck also, yes, always use that. So, yeah, that is letting you know that another place that you need to be very clear in your communication is when it comes to your unions. And we know in any union, being clear is key. So there you go. Excellent.
I don't confuse issues because certain things have come that the ego said one thing, but that did not necessarily mean that was the reality of the situation. And so to make sure that I'm clear as to what's really going on.
That's right. You got it, Victor. All right. Well, peace and love, and let us know how the new job is going. Thanks for calling
in.
Peace
to you, too.
Peace. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing, Miss Blue? This is Griff.
How you doing, Griff?
I'm hanging in now.
Well, beautiful, Griff. You want to tell everybody where you're calling from?
This is Griff calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, beautiful, Griff from Atlanta, Georgia. So, Griff, what door did you pick?
Well, first of all, Miss Blue, I want to say welcome back.
Thank
you. And, you know, you took some much-needed time, as I know. And I just wanted to tell you, you know, I love you and I miss you, you know. Just
aww.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Love you too, Griff. Miss you. I miss you guys so much. You just don't have a clue. I did.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
on the vision quest, when we got in front of the pyramid, I dove through the wall. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I supposed to got in there, but that's what happened. I dove in the wall. I went down the hallway to the light, and when I got to the light, I want to say I put it in my hand, and I was using it like you know, as a lantern.
Okay,
and,
beautiful.
I went to door number two.
Okay.
And I chose the chest right in front of me, the one straight ahead, and I got a sword and a bow and arrow, and it was a big blue, like a big blue crystal in it.
Wow, that's very, very powerful, Griff. Very, very powerful. Door number two, very interesting that door number two is the door that you chose. And tell me again what was inside your chest?
A sword, a bow and arrow. I didn't see no arrows, but it was like the bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the bow. And like a big blue, I want to say dark blue crystal.
Okay. So a bow and arrow and a big blue crystal. And you chose the chest that was...
The sword.
The sword that was right in front of you. Okay, a couple of things. One of the things that I want to tell you on door number two, the door number two that you actually picked up, here's a couple of things I want you to think about inside your diet. I want you to really kind of watch your diet. And I'm going to tell you how this is going to just kind of play itself out here. But really, when it comes to those things of alcohol, excessive alcohol, and also some starches.
Oh, alcohol and what else?
Starch. Any kind of starchy food. Okay. Does that make sense that you kind of have a heavy amount of those things in there for door number two? Okay. So now the other thing, that, and this is what's going on with you at this particular time. So look at it this way, Griff, at the time. Because one of the things about you, though you're this tough kind of guy on the outside and you come off as being very, very beery and, you know, like you'll just... you really have strong feelings of sympathy, though. You really do. You sympathize with people almost a little too much at times, really, in this particular area. I want you to think about that, because what can happen is you tend to, and this is what is some of the things that is going on with you at this time, you're actually absorbing others' energy.
Right.
So you're helping them, but also taking it in, taking so much of their energy in, too. Does that make sense when I say that?
I was just discussing that earlier with somebody, that I feel like every time, you know, I make a decision to clear myself from everybody, I'm kind of okay. But once I start dealing with people, it feel like, you know, okay, but I don't know if I care too strongly
It's the sympathy that you have, which is not a bad thing, because this is it really is a good mechanism that you can actually use to really help people, because that's a big part of your too is a helper too. But what you want to be careful of is that you don't absorb it, because what's happening for you, Griff, is you absorb this energy and it sits up in your body.
I feel that, Ms. Blue. What I need to do about that?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting ready to tell you, how you can begin to do it. One of the things that you can actually begin to do to really release these feelings from yourself and have them within somebody is, first of all, Griff, you're a person that needs to definitely meditate every single day. You need to meditate every single day. So that means that you need to take some time alone and really kind of connect with your own energy. I would recommend that you do it upon you rising, whenever you rise, and also before you go to sleep. You need to make sure that you are clear where your energy starts and where others begin. You're old enough, and I guess I say this because sometimes with children I'm a little skeptical to tell them this, but you can actually cover yourself in white light and really just kind of put a protective shield around yourself. And know that you, as you build this protective shield, you can say what energy you want to allow to come in and what energy you want to allow to go out. But this, again, has to do with your personal willpower. You got to know where that is. So I'll ask you a question. What is willpower for you?
Willpower, what is it to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. It's what you say is so.
Okay. Where do you source this power of willpower from?
From self.
Where from yourself? What does that mean?
It's come from your heart, right?
No. I'm asking you.
Oh, where I get my willpower from? I wanna say it comes from my heart.
Okay. It comes from your heart, and that's where you source that power from. How what is willpower again to you? Tell me what that is to you.
It is what you say is so. Is what you say is what you say is real.
What you mean what Griff say is real and what Griff
says? Right. What Griff, what I say, right? What I say is real. What I say is so. What do I wear? What do I want? What do I see? What's my truth? That's how I see.
Okay, so tell me two things that is out of your willpower.
Tell you two things that are out of my willpower?
Mm-hmm. I want to stop you right there. That's okay, because it took you too long to answer. And the reason I want to take you back to that, because it is, you must be clear on what that is to you. Otherwise, what happens is this is when you get to mix with other people's energy and you get to hold these things within yourself. So if you're clear and you know what is willpower to you, how you source energy and how this energy flows through you, then you can connect with anyone else and you won't absorb all of this energy from them. You won't absorb the negative energy when you take it. You understand? So it's not an exchange. It's almost like you go help somebody and they walk away feeling happy. You walk away feeling like you're overwhelmed. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Does that make sense to you? So I want to write down what your willpower is. I know you know what it is, but it needs to be instinctive so that you know. And be very, very clear on those things, and then you don't have to worry about when you're helping someone and just getting all of this. Yeah. All right?
All right. I'm absorbing it.
Well, I don't want you to absorb it. That's what you've been doing too much of.
I know, right?
I don't want you to absorb it. No more absorbing it. You don't need to absorb to help people. So you don't need to do that. You don't need to stay away from people either, because you definitely need sort of that energy to be able to converse, because that's good for you. You definitely need that space where you can convert and help people and do that. You just need to make sure that you do it in a way that's going to be also productive for you and for them. So know where you start and know where you end. And be clear about what is your will. So you have to be clear on those things when you go in. And that's going to clear up everything. If you know where you start and you know where you end, you can help anybody. To know where you stop at.
Yeah.
And you said your heart, so that's where it is. So I know you feel this in your heart. Peace and love to you, Griff. Use those things. You know what the sword does. It slices the intellect. It connects air. So the sword is there for you to use. So stay out of your mind and stay in your heart.
Yeah, I get tied up in the two sometimes, I know.
Yeah. Stay out of your mind and stay in your heart. So peace and love to you. It was so good to hear from you. And hold the line. We'll be back.
Same here, beautiful blue.
All right. Peace, Griff. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area 334. You're live at Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Olu from Montgomery, Alabama.
All right. Olu. Olu?
It's Olu, Miss Blue. Miss Blue, you're giving me a new name.
Yes, I know. It's Olu. Olu. Olu calling from Alabama. Yes, the sister that was on yesterday. Okay, so tell us what door did you pick, and then tell us which chest you went in.
Okay, I chose number 5, door 5, and the chest that was in the middle, right in front of me.
Okay. All right. So you chose door 5 and the chest that was in the middle. Tell us what the experience was like when we're going into the pyramid.
When she said to get ready to go in, I began to climb up in the center. And when you said you're in, it's like I just appeared on the inside. Feeling-wise, it was, like you said, cool and cold. And then I was feeling, like, really excited. Like, I don't know if you can't really explain, but it's like you don't know what's happening, but you just feel super excited. And, like, my center, the top of my head was throbbing. And then I just went down the hallway just, like, with a lot of excitement. You're almost like a kid going into, like, a new place and just don't know what to expect. But it was a really good feeling.
Right. Beautiful. Well, here's one of the things, and I want you to take this with you at this particular time. You said the chest that you chose was the chest that was right in front of you, the chest that was facing you. That was the one you opened up, and that's where those gifts were for you. And you went inside the 5th door. And tell me again, one more time, the things that were inside the chest again, please.
Okay, when I opened it, I just saw, like, a bunch of, like, gold coins. You know, small coins, but they were all gold. And then you said to move things around, because initially that's all I saw was gold coins. And then when I moved things around, I saw a scalpel. The scalpel was, like, had a rust handle, brownish, if you will. But it had, like, a hook on it, a little curve on the scalpel. And then there was also, like, a handkerchief. It was white, and it was old, like, really big, almost, like, big, like a scarf, but it still appeared to be like a handkerchief.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. One of the things that I want you to take a look at some of the things that's very challenging for you at this particular time in your life, and I want you to think about this, and this is it comes in, and incidentally, I can see how these things go together. And one of the things has to do with eating. It has to do with food, and it has to do with eating. Is there a particular area of your life that's challenging for you at this time?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. This is what I'm picking up here spiritually. So I want you to take a look at what is going on so you can begin to work through these things. The chest in front of you represents what's going on in the here and now. So I want you to think about that. So this is some clues to let you know how you can overcome these things when it comes to food and overeating. The handkerchief, I want you to think about that. This is about some of the sadness that you still carry. And so a lot of times for many people, when we need to make ourselves feel better, or when we need to soothe away some of those old hurts and those old pains, some of the best ways to do that is through food. And so what the scalpel is there for, you know how sometimes when you might have seen this on television when surgeons are performing surgery and they have to take something out, they have to kind of like go in and sort of kind of carve something out and dig something out or take something out. This is what that hook or that scalpel will be used for. And so in essence, I want you to think about that. The handkerchief representing sort of those of sorrow, some of those things of the past, and that scalpel really showing you how you can move these things from yourself and recognizing that you can really change the experience that you have with some of the things that have left you that are kind of heavy in your heart. And you can begin to work through them a different way and give yourself something else to take place of food, of the overeating. And one of the things for you that's going to work very, very well because you have the energy for it, and that is going to be through music and dancing.
Okay.
Music and through dancing. And so this would be something that I would recommend that you do. So definitely at least once a day that you just put on music and just begin to dance. And just begin to dance, especially when you have it. Now, here's something that's key, and I'll say this to you because this is something that I think we all have worked with and challenged with when it comes to our diet and the food we eat, is that really before you get ready to eat the food, that you make sure you change the vibration over everything that you eat. And you can do that many of different ways. You can do that by just saying different, what I call magical statements, affirmations, praying, whatever you want to call it. But do this over your food and to change the energy of how this intake is coming into your body so that when it begins to go in, it can manifest itself in a way of love and not filling those holes of sorrow.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No. That's right on time. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. One of the things that I want to tell you guys as you're calling in tonight is know that the pyramid is the symbol of reconstruction. And so these clues clues that have been left for you inside the pyramid is going to help you to reconstruct those different areas of your life. So you're really reconstructing these things so that you can begin to get yourself into this alignment that's coming up. So very powerful, powerful situations coming up as well. So we're going to go to the next call. You're calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Etana calling from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you.
Yes, I did the vision quest. When I got inside the pyramid, it was dark. And I don't know, I was just very excited when I was running toward the light.
Beautiful.
I chose door number 3. And I chose the center chest.
Okay.
And in the chest, I found a crystal and a feather.
Okay, a crystal, you said, and a feather. Okay.
Yes. And I think it was a clear quartz crystal.
Okay, all right.
Those were the things that I found in the chest.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Let's take a look. So, wow. Really, really cool. Was this your first time doing the vision quest?
No, I've done the vision quest with you before on about 2 or 3 occasions.
Okay. 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 All right. Hmm. All right, so tell me your name again.
Etana from Miami.
Okay, say it one more time.
Etana from Miami.
Etana, I love that name, Etana. Etana from Miami. Etana, one of the things I want to make sure that I have clear, so the chest that you picked, the chest in front of you?
Was the center chest.
Yes, the chest that was in front of you. Now, like I was saying just before I took your call, is that the pyramid really is the symbol of reconstruction and also resurrection. So I want you to begin to think about these things as well, too. So very powerful going in the pyramid and being able to pick those things. And these are about things that's going on in your life at this particular time. And one of the things that is coming up and the reason that these items are there for you, it has a lot to do with your perfectionism tendencies. Can you relate to that?
It has a lot to do with my what?
Perfectionism?
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, perfectionism. And the reason for that is what it's causing for you at this particular time is that sometimes you're not finishing things when you want to because you want them to be perfect. So you have these ongoing projects that just is ongoing for you and not being completed. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Hmm. So tell me again about the items that was in the chest again. I want you to say those items again.
A clear quartz crystal and a feather.
And a feather. A clear quartz crystal and a feather. The feather is there, and feather represents many different things. But one of the things I'm going to tell you, it is about bringing some balance in life and really bringing in those things of having fun and recognizing that you don't have to be perfect when you're doing these things that you're doing. Sometimes you have to do them. Sometimes you have to do them and just follow through with them, even when you know it's not perfect. Many times, even when I got ready to do the show, you guys know how I struggled with trying to get Blog Talk Radio and anybody else out there to help me to fix sound. If I waited until the sound was perfect, we would not have had any shows. So sometimes you just got to do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. You give the best effort that you can and go ahead and launch. You launch and you learn. You understand and you grow from those experiences. And so that feather is there to really kind of help you with that particular understanding. The other thing is that main thing that they use clear quartz in is clear quartz are used in watches, and clear quartz crystals are also used in computers. And here's another one of your other areas that's challenging for you. It has to do with time, your timing and patience. Timing and patience. And so how you can begin to use the feather, and also you can begin to use the clear quartz crystal really helps to hold your intention. It is also a good clearing crystal. You can also take yourself a bath. I want you to take a bath, and you can put some salt in the bath, some sea salt in the bath, and you can put some essential oils in the salt, in essential oil in the bath as well too. And then I want you to take the clear crystal, charge it up nice with some really, really good intentions coming from your heart, really getting to understand, to have more patience with yourself, to really come out of this mode of being a perfectionist. You understand, because these feelings of you and this perfectionism come from you not feeling like you're good enough. And these are some things that happened in earlier parts of your life that you struggled with, but you no longer need those things to support you at this particular time. You are definitely more than good enough, and so is everyone else to do what they want. So another freeing point for you is to begin to look at people in your life and to recognize and to understand that they are perfect and exact at where they are, and you will begin to know that you are perfect and exact. But you can take that clear quartz crystal, put it in the bathtub, take a bath with that clear quartz crystal, charged up with your intention, so you can release those things from yourself. So this really is an indication you going into this particular third door that you're going into, to really kind of help you to balance out those things within yourself about perfectionism and how you feel that somehow you're on this quest to make yourself perfect, because you are perfect. You came perfect. And so everything that you've done in your life, regardless of what it is, has always been tied to you being perfect. And once you do that, some of the things that you'll see that start coming online for you is that your clairsentience, the energy clairsentience is really going to start to enhance itself even more for you. And then you'll be able to know what others are truly thinking. And you'll be able to know what others truly believe in their heart. But right now, that's a little foggy for you. So when you're getting these hits, they're not clear hits for you, because you have to clear this energy within yourself first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Well, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
thank you very much, Ms. Blue. Welcome back. I missed you.
Oh, and I have missed you guys as well, too. And take this last one with you, you know. I want to ask you right now, you know, where is your heart in your body? I want you to think about this, and everyone else out there, where is your heart located at in the body?
Where is my heart in my body?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times it's in my head.
Well, then that does explain a lot. But the heart is located in the chest. And this is why I went into the chest. And see, the chest are the opening things. When you're opening the chest, you're opening these things in your heart. You know, that keeps them. When things are there, it's keeping them in a dead state. So you want to open up this chest so we can release these things from yourself. So this is what tonight is about, and this is about why we're going into the temple. So we can open these things and release them from in this dead state, and unlock the heart, unlock these parts in the heart where these things can be blocked. So just keep working with that, and you'll see so many things come online for you. You have some beautiful energy, and I can't wait to hear what you discover after this. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you cut the football game off? Can you cut the football game off? 317. We're coming back to 317. We'll come back to them. Calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, 805. You're live in the remix.
Oh, hi, Ms. Blue. This is Wanda from California.
Okay, greetings. Who's it on the line, please?
This is Wanda.
Okay, greetings, Wanda from California. All right. Can you speak up so we can hear you loud and clear? You sound like you're very far away, Wanda.
Is that better?
That is much better. Thank you. All right, Wanda, tell us what you found inside the temple and what door you chose, please.
I went through door number 4.
Okay, door number 4. Beautiful.
And I chose the chest that was right directly in front of me. And when I opened the chest, I picked up some pearls, and then the bottom of the chest was like covered with diamonds in the bottom. And then I saw a pencil and a notebook, a gold key, and a golf ball.
Okay, you kind of broke up a little bit. What was the first item you seen inside the chest?
Pearls.
Okay, you said some pearls. Okay, you seen pearls and then some diamond, pen, notebook, and a softball.
A golf ball. Golf ball and a gold key.
And a gold key. Golf ball. Okay, and a gold key. Oh, wow, you had a lot of different items in there for you. And you said you went into the first door, right?
Yes, I went into the fourth door, yes.
Okay, and this was the chest that was right in front of you, right, Wanda?
Yes, right directly in front.
Okay, all right, so let's take a look at this and see exactly what this means and what Spirit is saying. One of the things, Wanda, right now in your life, what's happening is you are really struggling with the issue of taking responsibility for other people. Does that seem right for you?
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I had just recently with my older son had to allow him to take care of his own kids instead of me having to do it all the time for him. And I've been doing that, you know, with my kids. Trying to take care of everything, and I had to step back and just let them do it, let them be responsible, and let them stand up and do it for themselves.
Right. Okay. And
they don't like it, but
I bet they don't like it. And it's really good, Wanda, that you have come to the place where you are doing this. Now, you have done it on the physical level, but you're still struggling internally with the decision that you're doing this. And every day, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for you to move for that because you are so used to taking responsibility, not only for your children that you've done for so many years, but also for the men in your life and all for other family members too as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So this is a good time for you because here's the indication that Spirit is saying is that really you can complete to do this whole complete cycle. So you don't no longer have to do that. The pearls are there. The pearls are symbolizing of really showing you that these are things that have gone on throughout the beginning of time. So lots of meanings for the pearls, and we'll get into that in just a moment. The diamonds are there. You said the bottom of the chest cage was filled with diamonds. Now, one of the things about diamonds that's very, very unique is that a diamond has no loyalty. Did you know that? Diamonds have no loyalty. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Diamonds hold no energy of loyalty. And so, sisters and grandmothers, you can begin to understand this when you're in a relationship and the relationship is over and the sister has a ring and it has a diamond. That's why that's the thing she usually throws is the diamond. It is one of those things that they always want is the diamond. And usually the man says, I want my damn ring back. He wants the diamond. The diamond has no loyalty. Whatever is going on with you at that particular moment, that diamond is reflecting that energy. The diamond is going to exemplify and reflect that energy. It's going to intensify it. So if you're in a relationship, this is why sometimes when you see married couples, they're going through things. What is the first thing that instinctively they do? They take their rings off because that diamond is intensifying that energy when it connects with your energy, of course. That diamond energy in the ring is going to intensify whatever's going on. So when they're happy and they're in love, they're gonna support their rings like never before. Never ever before. So I want you to understand that, and I want you to understand about the diamond, that the diamond is showing you that wherever your energy is, this is where you can really begin to harness this power. But it is going to take for you to begin to come into this particular place so that you can understand your needs. You understand, and that you can relate to your family's issues, but not to the point where it's taking so much out of you. And that's what has happened in the past with that is that you've done that. And then another thing that I see is that sweets is sort of one of your kryptonites.
It has been lately, and I've never really been into it that much, but lately, yeah.
Sweets is really sort of kind of coming as one of your kryptonites, because this is what this doing. It's taking the place for all of those emotions that you were going through with your kids and your grandkids. It really is the energy of can't letting go. You understand that you can't let go. It's really the holding on of you can't let go. So whether it's a person or whether it's a relationship, this is what it is. And so it gives you a false sense of hold on to something. You know, I know what it feels like, and I'm sure many of you do too, when you put something sweet in your mouth like a piece of candy. It's like you want to savor that flavor forever. So that sweet is really just representing that right now, one thing in your life right now, it's not a whole lot of sweetness going on, and so it's taking the place of that. But what I encourage you to do is to get out and be more physical. So maybe go for walks, because this is also going to help to ground you. It's going to help you to really kind of center yourself and get your energy lined up for you, is to go out and really go do some walks and really get yourself into that particular place. And find sort of a group. It may be something of a nonprofit or something in your community where you can donate your time to give, because you still are going to feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to, and then it's going to have you revert back into that old cycle. Don't do that. You know, go to the Red Cross, or, you know, go give to somebody else. You know, give about 5 or 10 minutes to go work with something in the community just so you can get the giving out of you. And then when it comes to those things of being sweet, anytime that you want to reach for something sweet, I want you to not necessarily curb the sweetness from you, because sometimes sweet things in our lives can be a thing. I want you to be conscious of it, and then try to make some more healthier choices when you get ready to go to getting something sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is really kind of bringing that indication of letting you know that at this particular time in your life, that you're dealing with those things of others responsible. So don't worry about it. Focus on what you need to be responsible for, because you've also put those things for yourself on the back burner for everybody else. So now it's your time, Wanda. It's time for you to step up and be responsible for you and take care,
yes,
of those things you need to do in your life. And so that's the point you celebrate here. So beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much. I was feeling that, but it didn't always feel good. It doesn't feel good when, you know, especially your kids are not very happy about it. But
yeah.
I was feeling that. It's time for me now.
Yes, it's
time for me, because I have my journey to do. And
that's right. Do.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Don't feel guilty about it. Your kids will be fine. You've raised them. They're grown. So now it is time for you to do that. You've done more than enough. And if I'm picking that up in your energy, sweet, you've done too much. It
yes.
is time for them to live their lives and be grown. That is it. It is time for you to start taking care of yourself. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So beautiful. You have to let us know how that's going. So peace and love to you. And I'm so glad you got to do the journey tonight.
Yes. Thank you. Peace and love, Miss Blue.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from air code 703. You're live, Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Stephanie, Miss Blue.
Oh, greetings, Stephanie. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Sterling, Virginia.
Sterling, Virginia. Greetings to you, Stephanie. So tell us, Stephanie, when you went inside the temple, what door did you choose and what chest did you choose?
Okay, so when I went inside the temple, I chose door two.
Okay.
And I chose the middle chest.
Okay.
And so, like, a lot of the items that were in the chest were kind of, like, unknown, but the first thing that did stand out to me was a heart-shaped shovel.
Okay.
And a flute.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
So, I don't know. I don't quite know what
okay.
that meant, but.
All right. Well, let's take a look here. Well, some of the things, and tell me again, my mind is just racing here. Which chest did you pick again?
I chose the middle chest.
Middle chest. This is about what's going on with you right now. And oh, my goodness, Stephanie, you know what has to do with relationships, right?
Oh, my God.
You know it has to do with relationships.
It's the story of my life.
Well, you know, you're in this particular time here, and it has to do with relationships and about all of these emotions that you've been feeling lately and sort of kind of riding this roller coaster going up and down and up and down, up and down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And so this is a particular area, which is really good. Like I said, the temple, you know, anytime that there's some things that you guys want to work out, know that the show will be here and you can always go back in here and you can do this vision quest. And it will take you into those doorways of where you're needing to get that particular guidance here. This is about resurrection. That's the symbol of the pyramid and also reconstruction. So this is a particular area of your life right now, Tiffany, that you need, Stephanie, excuse me, you need to take very, very close look at. Take a very, very close look at how this is impacting you, particularly when it comes to your spiritual union. I'm going to say that about 2 months ago, this is really when it was really tough for you, correct?
Yeah, around that time.
Yeah. And so here's some things that you can begin to do to really kind of work through this. One is to understand exactly what it is that you're searching for. Not searching for, per se, in a partner, but what are you looking for in yourself? Do you know what that is? Do you know, honestly, can you say what that is?
I don't know. Sometimes it's murky thoughts. Like, is it dealing with my professional life? Is it dealing with my love life? Is it dealing with me? I really, it's unknown to me.
Well, you know, when it comes to you, I want you to look at yourself from the whole position. Because one thing about you, that your professional life tends to bleed over in your personal life and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of those areas are out of balance for you, it really throws you out of balance.
Yeah.
You know that things need to be in balance for yourself. But sit down, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to write yourself a love letter. Sit down and write yourself a love letter. You can do it after the show tonight. And just start out and write a love letter like you're writing it to Stephanie.
Okay.
and everything that you love about yourself, everything that you have noticed about yourself, and write it. Now, I tell you this, for many who've attempted to do this, and you guys out there, if this is a particular area you want to deal with, I want you to sit down and write yourself a letter here too. What you're going to see is you struggle in the beginning with that love letter. You know, and that's okay, because it's going to give you indication of where to begin to look honestly. See, this is about looking at yourself honest and saying truly, truly what's in your heart, what you truly want. And so these particular unions, when it comes to this, if you find yourself sort of in this repeated cycle of things not going right and this roller coaster going up and down, then the place that you need to begin to look is deep within your heart. And how you're going to get there is by falling in love with you first. Falling in love with yourself honestly. And loving everything about yourself. You know, sometimes I sit down and I think about some of the things about myself. I mean, we all, you know, have those days or have those time periods in our lives when we see things about ourselves we really don't like. You know what I mean? So whether it comes up through behaviors that we're doing or whether it comes up through thoughts that we're thinking, all of these things. But, you know, I've really, really learned to fall in love with all of me.
Definitely.
You see? And it wasn't easy. It's not an easy task to do. It takes work, just like a relationship takes work. But if you do this work this particular time, because this is what Spirit is saying to you, if you do this work at this particular time, you will be able to clear this for good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good thing. That's the good thing. So sit down, write yourself a love letter, and begin to just fall in love with yourself, you know? Fall in love with yourself. I remember the day I fell in love with myself many years ago. I just completely fell in love with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you fall in love with yourself, it makes it easier for you to love and accept others, and others to love and accept you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's be the point to start. So I'm excited about that one. I'm excited you went into that door and that's what you discovered.
No, I know. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. So peace and love to you. Right.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too, and hold line. Well, you guys, I want to tell you that, speaking of falling in love, there is a song I must admit, you guys, I am totally obsessed with. I am. I am totally obsessed with this song. I love this song. I do. And actually, I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory. I played a song really quick, and then I see all of you on the phone lines. We're going to go to that song as well, too. We're going to go to the song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get to more of these questions. But I got to play this song, because this is the perfect time for me to just interject and bring this in here to let you guys know. Okay, so let me tell you, the other day, I was so excited about this song. I was actually talking to Esther, and she was saying how much she liked the song, too. And I told her, I said, oh, Esther, no, I don't just like this song. Like, I am totally obsessed with this song. I love this song. Like, every single day I listen to it, it's just something about it that really is very moving inside of me. So I'm going to play the song for you guys, and then I'm going to kind of tell you the backstory. What I want you to do is, if you're somewhere next to your man, sisters and brothers, you're next to your woman, or you're next to your loved one, your child, or whatever, your friend, I want you to grab somebody's hand, because we're going to get ready to dance again, and we're going to dance to this song, because I love this song, and I'm sending this song out to all of you guys. It makes me think of you when I hear this song, and it also makes me think of myself, so you can just imagine me holding all of your hands while we do this little dance here, and I'm going to spin around in my little heels, and then I'll kick them off so we can finish doing the show. So let's listen to this song. And let's get ready to dance. And here we go. And we'll talk a little bit more right after this.
You be my friend, my friend.
Yes, that was Miguel, and I adore you. Adorn. I love that song. I love that song so much. And a little bit of the story goes with that song behind that. Actually, I had a channel not too long ago with Marvin Gaye, and we were having a conversation about music and just about him and just about all kinds of things. And one of the things that I was asking him was like, you know, like who, if there was a singer that really just embodied, you know, the essence of him, who would that singer be? And he told me, like, for legends, it really doesn't work that way, that he works, he's more like a producer. And so a lot of times they call upon him, and he has given his influence to many different songs. And even before I heard this song, it was Miguel. And he said, Miguel. And when I went to listen to the song, I was like, wow. You can hear it there. You can really hear that Marvin Gaye influence in that song, very, very big. You can hear that all the way through, the essence of it, the whole essence of him. But I love that song. I love everything about it, the way it was put together, the way it was orchestrated. It really kind of got that old school, but yet new school flair to it. So I love that song. And you guys were in the chat room. Some people were saying that this is one of their favorite songs too. I know it's one of S also. And then it was someone else that said it was their ringtone on their phone. I love that. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Welcome to the mix. We're going to keep going. We still have like about an hour to go. I want to hear more about what you're finding in the temple, and so that we can see these things that need to be resurrected within you, these things that need to be reconstructed within you, so you can continue to move into this new energy. We're in this era of the origin, where you're bringing out that new essence, the aura in you, and the genius within you, live in the remix right here. So let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code, and I think this is where I left off, 97, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you just say 937?
I certainly did. Who's on the line, please?
I'm sorry, this is Jay Wood. Okay.
All right, Jay Wood, tell us about where, what door you went into.
Okay, so mine was kind of unique because, like, there's only one door. So I went into that one door.
Okay, what number door did you go into?
Door one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right. Okay, so went into door one, and then she was into door one, what chest did you pick?
Say it again?
What chest?
I'm sorry, my phone keeps backing up.
That's okay. What chest did you pick?
I picked the center chest.
The center chest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you picked the center chest. And what was inside of it?
It was a... Like a diamond shape, like a card, like on the diamonds from the cards. It was like a diamond shape, purple stone that was spinning around.
Mhm. Okay, so
and,
a diamond.
Mhm. And also, there's like a six-sided star in there. It was silver, but it was just an outline. It was hollow inside, so that's the other thing I pulled out.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Jay Wood. How's your health?
It's pretty good, I like to believe.
Okay. Is it good or is it pretty good?
It's okay.
Okay. Because that's one of the things that instantly that I'm picking up, that there is some issues with different health issues that you kind of been struggling with off and on.
Mhm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, true. in certain areas. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you called in because you wanted to hear this, right? Correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's one of the things is that you, this has a lot to do with, like I said, has to do with these health issues. Because what happens is, you know how sometimes people absorb other people's emotions and feelings? One of the things that you tend to absorb is different health issues from them. And then sometimes it makes it difficult for you to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, Jay Wood?
I can now.
Okay. All right. But this has a lot to do with a lot of security issues, and it also has a lot to do with those issues when it comes to how you project yourself and perceive yourself in the world. And so tell me again what you found inside your chest.
Okay. So, like, the first thing I found was that. Okay. Can I rewind for a second?
You can rewind if you feel you need to rewind, you can. But okay. I promise you it's not a trick question. We're listening. Yes.
I know it's not a trick question, but okay, so I'm a little tired, I ain't gonna lie to you. So
okay.
But when you were saying which door I went into, I actually went to the seventh door.
Okay. It's still gonna be the same thing for you. So whether you went into first door or whether you went through the seventh door, then that's still going to be. And even by you saying that you went to the seventh door, even more so. Because one of the things in this particular area, it has a lot to do with sort of these things that I was talking about, having these illnesses sometimes and battling and struggling with this, and then also dealing with those things of depression and anxiety. Does that make sense when I say depression and anxiety?
It really does.
And I want you to take a look at this. And I know that if you called in that you're ready to really kind of hear this, that this has a lot to do with, I'm going to say, your relationship with your mother. So I want you to talk to me a little bit about that relationship with your mother.
Well, I mean, the relationship with my mom is just, she's my mom. And I love my mom. Like, I goof off with her if I'm around, but, I really don't talk to my mom, because I really don't visit much. But, I mean, it's cool. I got a cool relationship with my mom, so.
Mm-hmm. You have a cool relationship with your mom. I noticed that there was some hesitation because there has been a lot of ups and downs when it comes to that relationship between you and your mother, correct?
I don't really want to say there's ups and downs necessarily. It's just like I don't want to say it's a lack, but my mom wasn't the main, parent. So she's, always in, the backfield. So.
Say that out more time.
My mom was, always in the backfield.
Okay. So. We're not talking about her relationship as far as her raising you. We're talking about the relationship you guys have now and that being sort of up and down.
No, my relationship with my mom has always been good as far as I know. So, yeah, it's always been good.
Okay. You do realize you're doing a lot of double talk now, but let's just get to the skinny of it because I really want you to walk away with some things that you can actually use, and I want you to begin to take a look at this. And a lot of it has a lot to do with just sort of the willpower that you have within yourself and also when it comes to those things of sexuality and those things that you struggle with. Does that make sense?
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. This has to do with your sexuality and those things that you struggle with, and this is where the depression and the anxiety keeps coming in and going out. This is a particular that's very challenging for you.
It's kind of coming. It's making sense now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, number one thing for you is that you have to be completely honest about yourself, because without you being honest, and I realize that your playfulness is how you cover up some of those things that are painful and hurtful to you. And so it's easier for you to treat yourself kind of like you said your mother does, just fade away in the background. So you don't have to take responsibility for it. But really, this is the time that Spirit is saying you need to step up front and you need to be completely honest about those things truly in your heart and how you feel about yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I dig it.
You dig it?
I dig it. That's shovel right here.
All right, so that's going to be key for you. So whether you go in the first door or the seventh door, which is also an indication that you're not very clear on which door you really want to be in. But begin to look at those things honestly, and especially when it comes to your sexuality. All right? So peace and love to you, Jay Wood, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Area 05, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you say 505?
I certainly did.
Yeah, this is Sunchild Rod here in New Mexico.
Okay, greetings to you, Sunchild Rod. Tell us what door you picked. And we can't hear you. You sound very far away. Can you please pick up the phone line?
How about now?
Okay, that is better, yes.
Okay. Door number 3.
Okay.
And what was the other thing?
And what chest?
Oh, chest. Size 40. No, the chest. the center chest, the one that directly in front of me. You know, I never figured out how you numbered those. I for some reason that went right past me.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, it's the middle chest though.
Okay, the middle chest. Okay, all right. So door number 3 for you. That you. How was it going in the pyramid and going through the pyramid wall? How was that for you?
It was interesting because it was guided, because normally when I go inside pyramids, I get a very stuffy, very like old heat type vibe. I mean, whenever I go into any place that's got ancient something, whether I'm doing it that way or doing it, literally doing it, you know,
right.
Someplace, I always get something similar to a. It feels like the whole place is hot flashing. You know, I get this old energy, and it's very not really stagnant, but it's oppressive. I'll just say that it's an oppressive energy a lot of the time, because it seems like the beings there don't want you to know what's going on. But anyway, yeah. But when I went through here with you, I didn't deal with that, but I didn't feel cold either.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good that you didn't feel cold. I mean, that you didn't feel cold, but I'm sure you didn't feel hot either.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, the pyramid temperature of the earth is really freezing. The ones, the real pyramids, it's freezing in there. It's cold. So really good. Okay, so you went into the third door, and then the chest that you went to was the one right in front of you, correct? The one
yep.
right in front of you. And what was inside the chest?
Inside the chest was basically looked like a pirate's treasure. Looked like some chest right off of TV, you know, out of a movie or something. So a lot of gold coins. There were rubies. There were some kinds of jewels. There was some kind of a scroll in there as well. I heard somebody else say scroll. There was some kind of a scroll in there as well. But there was also an object that looked like a long, thin like a short dagger-type sword. Well, you know, a dagger could be anywhere from...
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see it? So the dagger was made of obsidian, but it was whoever did this thing, it had a very specific purpose, and you know, it was very thin and stiletto type. It was a very interesting dagger. And what else was in there? I think that's it. That's it. And the coins were basically gold coins, about the size of somewhere between a quarter and a nickel, and you know, maybe some like $20 gold piece, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, really, really good. Good vision quest and some good things. One of the things I want you to take a look at, and I think there was another caller, and this is still some of the same energy here, but yours is completely different as everyone is. But one of the things I want you to take a look at is when it comes to you and your perfectionism tendencies. Does that make sense?
Perfection?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this perfectionism, and for you, one of the things, son, is that not only is your perfectionism something that in your work life that you hold true to, but you also hold this perfectionism in this energy, even when it comes to in your spiritual work. And so this is really one of the places where a lot of times it causes a block for you in this particular place. The gold coins are there because it represents sort of that prosperity, not just in the sense of the physical things, but also, you know, also on the spiritual realm. So really it's allowing you to see how to get to this prosperity. And then interesting enough, you said that there was sort of this dagger-like thing, because what you use your perfectionism for and how you express that is you sort of take jabs and you dag at people with it. It's a weapon for you.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, this is one of the things you're going to have to do is to really begin to take a look at that. And the obsidian stone is a really unique stone. I've talked about this. You know, I love crystals as well, too. And the obsidian stone is one of those stones that really just brings up what it does. This is a stone that digs deep, and it brings up those things, sometimes in a catastrophic way. You're forced to be deal with them. With them. That's what the obsidian does. It actually, you know, it's made from, it really, if you get a good obsidian stone, you can actually see the reflection of the volcano in it. It captures that in the essence. In ancient time, it was actually used like a crystal ball. You could actually use the obsidian for that. And it's one of those stones they really, the ancients, tell you to use caution with, working with it, because it brings stuff up very fast, and it brings it in a catastrophic way. So a lot of times. So one of the things for you is to definitely begin, and it's a dagger. That's what the obsidian stone does. It kind of jabs you in your life. And so you have to take that perfectionism and remove it from yourself. It's not a weapon. It is a weapon that I'll say that at one particular time when you really were not in the position where you felt good enough to express yourself, that maybe you felt you needed that for balance, but you don't need it anymore. So it is time for you to really balance that out with some rose quartz, which is the stone of heart, and it will soften that. So, you know, this dagger is really there because it's really reminding you to be very careful about the people you want, because each time that you slice a blade, you're actually cutting yourself.
That's true. That's true. I know. I understand exactly what you're saying. And that's basically the life lesson I'm mostly wrestling with mostly. It has to do with past lives and experiencing a paradisical version of where we live now, where we are now. And so, you know, I've been holding everybody accountable, and you know what I've been coming up lately with is that, you know, it's real. You know, I've just got to get off of that level of it, and I know better because it's
right.
You know, the minute I go to the heart, I can deal with it. But I went through baby blues spot you know,
mm-hmm.
if nothing moves you. Because yeah. for some reason I was just lingering there, and I was, you know, I could see this dagger coming up, and I was working at getting, and I was saying to myself, you know, what is wrong with me? Why am I dealing with this level right now? And something
right.
just something came out of the blue and said, in the intensity of the times, fool, you know. So I had to deal with that because it's real. And so so I understand what you're saying, because whatever I do at this point is way more intense than it was, you know, like say 5 years ago. So basically, it came down to this thing where you got to let all these people off the hook, and then a spiritual way of that came and said, no, you don't look at it as letting them off the hook. Look at it as as letting go. Period. You know,
mm-hmm.
because they were telling me it's not about me or them. It's literally about the bigger scenario, the bigger game. But I get caught up in that shit, and it's like when I get caught up in that shit, it can get, you know, and so I'm working on it now because I see that it can actually hurt people. I mean, literally hurt them and hurt me, like you said.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what I was saying about Baby Blue is she said, if you don't move
life well.
Life don't. So what happened was last week I had a major breakdown, a major crash. Literally, I ate something, went to bed, don't even remember what happened. I remember throwing up, remember getting up to throw up, and that was mm-hmm. the last thing. I remember. I blacked out for like 24 hours almost. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No memory of it. I'm just pulling the memory back of that together now. That was 7 days ago. So, you know, to make a long story short, and to let you get on to the other, what you're saying is exactly correct. I see it perfectly clear, and that's exactly what I needed to, it's exactly what I need to hear, because I do know what I need to work on, but it's like, you know, sometimes the intensity just takes you, it takes me.
Yeah.
Where I forget. You know?
Well, I'm glad to be that reflection and reminder for you. I'll tell you this. You want to stay away from those things that is corn processed. For you,
so
corn processed things
yeah.
that have corn in it. Yeah, that's going to be.
Too.
Yeah, that's going to be an activation point. But I want to just kind of give you this as you're ready to go. And thank you so much for your honesty and that and being able to see that, because that's where you're going to get success at there. And one of the things is, you know why you're doing this? I know you mentioned something about past lives. And you also mentioned something about the times we're in, but do you know why you're doing that?
The whole blame thing and then the anger in it.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I don't.
Yeah. Well, let me give you some indication of exactly what I'm picking up here about why you're actually doing this. One of the things is because you're searching for joy in your own life. And that's one of the things that felt like you've truly never had with joy. Not to the level where you've wanted to experience joy. So that's it. So it's almost kind of like seeing everybody else laughing and dancing at the party and you're sitting on the steps. So it's coming from that place of envy. But even if you go back a lot further than that, it has a lot to do with the early, early relationships. And I'm talking about from the age 0 up until the age 7 with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, those are the areas I want you to begin to take a look at in that particular area and really do some work to go back and sort of heal that part of you, because you don't have to sit outside of joy. Joy lives within you, and you're able to connect yourself. You're an amazing brother, and you've done some wonderful and amazing things and still will do, and especially when you're coming from purest part of your heart, because that's the part of you that you love the most about yourself. And so in order to hold you in that energy, you have to be able to authentically tap into that energy. And so some quests you can begin to do is really to just, you know how I talk about going to that park and meeting yourself at that park? I want you to meet yourself at that park at 3 years old. And when you go to the park, make sure it's water there. Make sure it's plenty of sunshine. Make sure in the summer months, because this always does something transformation. And no animals there, no people other than yourself, and have butterflies there. And I want you to go back for a total of 18 days. Of taking yourself into this meditation and going back and talking to yourself at 3 years old. But no talks about what happened or what going on or speculation of any of that, but just letting yourself know that you can do anything that you want, that you are loved, that you are safe, that you are cared for, and really give yourself that assurance. And do that from the age of 3. You're going to do that for 18 days and then go back at the age of 7 and do it again for another 14 days. And each time when you get ready to leave, no matter how sad parting is for you, just let yourself know that you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. No promises of coming back or any of that. And do that for at least 3 to 5 minutes. This is a really powerful healing exercise. And many have come here to testify. And this is what you need to do. Because once you can go back and really kind of heal that part of yourself, then you'll be able to see your way and find the joy in your life. You'll find it within yourself. You'll be able to encompass it. You'll be able to share it honestly and authentically. And you don't have to worry about being perfect, because you will recognize that you are perfect.
Okay, so 18 days and then 14 days.
There you go. Okay. And let me know how it's going. So peace and love to you. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you. And, I'll let you know how it's going.
All right, thanks. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to keep going. I see so many of you guys on the phone line. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from. 678. We'll come back to 678. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is April from South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, April from South Carolina. You want to tell us when you went in the temple, where you were, and let us know exactly what chakra you picked.
I chose door number 4 and the chest on the right. And the reason I chose door number 4 was because it was the only door that looked different.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had already chosen it before you said to choose a door. So I just went with it.
Okay.
And then the chest on the right, the reason why I chose that one was because it had an extra compartment that was, like, slightly open.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of stuck out to me.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so now tell me what was inside the chest.
It was just rocks and the chest had, like, 2 levels, almost like, you know, one of those makeup containers that has, like, the little thing at the top. When I opened it, it had the little compartment to the side, and in that compartment was, like, a small, like, a notebook, like a small journal, but like an old journal, like an old traveler's journal.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the bottom compartment of the chest, it was just rocks, and they weren't, like, crystals. They weren't pretty and shiny. They looked like construction rocks, like what's left over, like at a construction site. They were all gray and, like, they looked like they had bits of red painted on them, but they were just dusty and just rocks. And I moved them around. I didn't see anything else. On the top compartment, there was, like, another, like, a journal or pad, and there was a comb.
Okay, all right. And you said there was a comb, like you comb your hair?
Like you comb your hair.
Okay, all right, beautiful. Let me ask you a question. If I were to ask you, what is your drug? What's your drug? What would your drug be in life? You said food?
You mean a drug that, well, yeah, I guess it would be food.
It would be food.
You're saying it was an actual drug that was something that soothed me or something that I went to take the place of having to deal with something. It would be food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can definitely see food as being the drug. Would you also say being in love is your drug too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too. Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely, definitely. And this is something of the future. This is something of the future. The chest that you chose was the chest to the right. So this is really speaking of those things in the future for you. And one of the things that I want you to take a look at is think about those things in your life that you can't let go of. Because you have some things right now that you can't let go of. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in your life that you really cannot let go of. And so, in essence, love has become a drug. It's become your drug. And so, even when it comes to this relationship that you're in, because this is one of the things that really you've been told that you need to let go of.
A relationship?
Yes.
I think in its current form.
Tell me what that means to you when you say in its current form.
Like, I feel like I don't feel bad. I feel like I'm holding on to a person. I used to hold on to this person for a different reason. And now I feel like I'm not holding on to them for the same reason, but I feel like I'm still holding on to them.
Yes, and that's exactly it. And so what I'll say to you is, because this has become sort of your drug, this wanting to be in this space, in this love, to have this connection, in this relationship, does it make sense? That this is what you're holding on to. But
mm-hmm.
really what the rocks are symbolizing and letting you know, like you said, you opened it up, it really wasn't much dinner, there was some rocks, is to let you know, you know how people said it's going to be a rocky road ahead?
Mm-hmm.
It's letting you know that if you are able to let this go, to get a new story, that it will be a rocky road ahead. That this is going to be a rocky road ahead. So this is about that love you can't let go of. That you can't, and not when we say let go, I'm not talking about completely just let go, but really begin to put it into a perspective so that you can come to grips with it, so that
mm-hmm.
it can sort of kind of continue, because what tends to happen is you can't move forward when things are very rocky in this relationship, correct?
I guess. It's not really It's not even really a physical relationship. It's got to be the one that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
But it's not really even a physical relationship. Like, we haven't even seen each other in years.
But it is still a very strong hold on you.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very strong hold on you. And so this is definitely where you have to begin to put this energy into balance for yourself. And so, you know, whenever you feel sort of that stronghold come over, you know, this is a time for you to get out into the things that you enjoy doing. You know, maybe go see a movie, you know, take a long bath or put on some music and dance, you know, and really just begin to learn how to shift your energy around. Because this still has a very, very strong hold on you, and not necessarily in a positive way.
It's funny because it could be one of two people, and I think I kind of know which one it is. Like, it's kind of the truth for both of them, but
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
I think I know which
you
one
know,
you're
we'll
referring
say that.
To more so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's it. Your deal is that you got to be in love all the time.
I need to be in love with myself.
You said what?
I said I need to be in love with myself all the time.
There you go. You said it better than Miss Blue would have said it. There you go. You need to be in love with yourself all the time.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm feeling that. I think I've been feeling that a lot more so lately, and I almost feel like, not that I'm necessarily like betraying a relationship by feeling that, but like I said, I'm in love with that person, I think, for what lessons I've learned.
That's not the love we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
That's not
yeah.
the one. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be in love with yourself, and you know, you're definitely going to have people in your life that you're going to love. This is not what I'm telling you. I'm talking about really bringing that into balance for yourself so that it doesn't take you out of balance.
And you said doing it is necessary, but the rock means it's not necessarily going to be easy.
The rock means it's going to be a very rocky road ahead. Yes.
Okay. If I continue,
if you continue, yes.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yep. If you continue, yep. So there you go. I'm glad you called in. So I'm sure you'll get it. I'm sure you'll get it. You'll have to let me know. So be in touch and let me know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
I will. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 919 live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Black Majesty.
And tell us where you're calling from.
Raleigh.
Okay. You want to tell us about the door you chose?
Yeah. I chose door 7. And I got the secret chat. And then I opened it, I saw to the left, on the left, there's a crown, it was a gold crown.
Say that one more time, you're kind of a little muffled, we can't hear you.
I saw a gold crown to the left of the chest with some crystals in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw there's some gold coins and some dollar bills in there. And I had there was a sword in there with a gold sheet, and I don't, when you said to move the stuff around, I saw a robe, some jewelry, and then last thing I saw, like on the right side, was some lingerie. It's like a bra, like a pink purplish bra. It kind of felt like, well, actually, it felt like it was a gift. There is, I don't know. I saw a bra in there.
Okay. All right. So you said the door was, which was it, the 7th door?
Yeah, it was like straight ahead.
Okay, the 7th door. Here's one of the things I want you to begin to take a look at, and this kind of has something to do with the energy of those things in your life that may have happened over the last couple of months, like maybe the last 2 to 3 months. I want you to think about that up until this current time, that it has a lot to do with uppers and downers. Because constantly that's what spirit is saying, is that you had this up energy and then you go completely down energy. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Yeah. And this is also, it has a lot to do with anxiety and depression.
Yep.
Okay. Has a lot to do with anxiety and depression. Let me ask you a question. What does, when I say to you, and I asked this to the caller earlier, but tell me what free will, willpower is to you. Excuse me. What's willpower to you?
To me is living my purpose, my true purpose, like what I feel I should do, and being true to that, and not really following what other people suggest or say I should do.
Okay.
That's
what I said. So where do you source this power from?
My sacral chakra.
And what does that mean? What does this mean?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah, what does it mean when you said the sacred chakra, what does that mean?
Like my desires, my true desires, and what I want to accomplish.
Okay. Your true desires, but what does that mean? You source the power from your sacral chakra. What does it mean?
Source, where I source it from. Let me take that back then, because whenever I'm in a situation and I feel like somebody's trying to control my my actions or maybe my thoughts. It comes from really my mind, really. I'm like, okay, I make up my mind to say, look, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I feel I should do. This is what I need to do. So,
okay.
This is what I'm going to do.
So what was in your chest again?
I had a gold crown with some jewels on it. Like, it had a little diamond, not diamonds, but some crystals on it. Then it had some gold coins in there, like a stack of dollar bills, just one stack. Then I had a sword in there, and it had a gold covering or sheath. And then I had some jewelry, a robe, and some lingerie, a bra.
It was a bra that was in there. Now,
yes.
Here's one of the things I wanna ask you a question. Are you familiar with the art of judo?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that? Do you know one of the things that I guess you would call it that master teacher does to the student before the student gets ready to go to the highest level? Do you know what he does?
I remember they throw them.
Well, I'm sure it is a lot of throwing that goes on. And the reason I'm going to tell you this, because it's going to give you some indication of how to sort of kind of break some of these cycles of where you are. Because one of the things that I feel immediately when I get in your energy is a lot of fear, a whole lot of fear. And one of the things in judo that happens is with the master teacher is he actually kills the student. And then he brings them back to life. Were you aware of
that? Yeah, because I remember I was in a seminar. Yeah, it was a seminar, and my instructor was using me as an uke, and he was demonstrating something, and he had his knee on my neck. He had it on the vital nerve, and he was talking to the other students. And I felt the tingling happen. I was about to, I knew I was about to pass out. And once I tried to tap out, but I was too late. Or he didn't hear me. No, he didn't hear me. He didn't hear me. That's what it was. He didn't hear me or whatever. I don't know what the deal was. But I was tapping, and then all, next thing I know, I blacked out, and I hear somebody say, hold, and I get slapped on my back, and like I'm not back to consciousness. And they're all, I noticed that everybody's surrounding me, looking at me like, wow. You know, so, okay.
Yeah. What he actually does is he actually, there is some pressure points that's in the neck. Those particular pressure points, when there is a particular choke hold, and he chokes the student and presses on those pressure points till it literally stops the heart from beating. And the reason this is done is because one of the greatest fears is that fear of death. And so when that happens and the student goes through the greatest fear and they're able to come back to life, and then there's nothing else left to fear.
Right.
And so the reason I'm telling you this is because there are some fears that you have that you haven't been able to face. And until you face that fear, until you're able to look at these things honestly, to look at them within yourself, then you won't be able to resuscitate yourself. You won't be able to bring that back up. And see, I'm hearing some echo. I apologize that. So the number one thing that happens, and even this demonstration, he used you to demonstrate, to show you that he could take you to the greatest fear, one of the greatest fears, which was death, and get you to the point where your heart would stop beating. And actually, I think it's so many seconds that is there. Automatically the heart starts to begin to beat again. But one thing about fear is that smelt the fear in you. And so that's why he used you to demonstrate on.
Okay.
And so a lot of what's happening in life is because that fear is being smelt, you see. And so these things are coming to you and they're happening because, and they're getting demonstrated on because they can sense that fear. So this is about you really being afraid of taking a look at those things within yourself that you don't want to look at. One of the places I'm going to tell you to begin to look is when it comes to your sexuality.
Okay.
Understanding that and taking an honest look at that. And when you take a look at that and when you're able to face that fear, second, you'll die, but then you'll come back to life.
Okay.
And you'll be able to overcome these things that you've been struggling with and battling with. And sort of this up and down will suddenly mellow itself out. And you'll be able to read again.
So one question I have for you. That would mean I need to travel then, wouldn't it? If you know what I mean, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, there's no traveling needed. This is only requires you.
Okay. All right.
This is about you embracing those things within yourself.
Okay. But I thought I already did that because that's what I did when it was meditations because of what happened to me as a child. So
yeah.
I went ahead and confronted that. So that's still there?
That is still there. Otherwise, I would not be able to pick it up at this time. It's still there.
Right.
So do some work there. Do some more work there and really begin to look at that. And to look at that from an honest position and just take some time. This is a great time for you to begin to explore those things within yourself, do a lot of journaling, and really just begin to look at yourself in an honest way. Too much going on is that you're looking for the answer outside of yourself and you won't get it there. The answer is going to come from within yourself. So remember that exercise that I told you about judo. And how a master teacher takes the student to the point of death and then brings them back to life. Fear
okay.
is something that can be smelled.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to be in a dead state, a very dead state, until you face it. But I know you will. That's why you called in. So
cool.
Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling
thank you,
in.
You too. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, we're going to continue live here in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling from a private number. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Greetings.
Hi.
Who's on the line, please?
This is Allison from Wisconsin.
Okay. Greetings to you, Allison from Wisconsin. And you want to tell us what door that you picked?
Okay, I picked door number 7.
Okay.
And I picked the chest that was directly in front of me, the middle one.
Okay, door number 7.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this going on. Okay, and what was inside your chest?
Inside my chest was these items. I found a mirror, a baby bottle, a blanket, a comb. There was one piece of hard candy, and then there was like a chocolate, one piece of like a chocolate bar in wrapping.
So
that's
hard. Hard candy, chocolate.
Yes.
Okay, all right. It sounds like I need to get in the chest. Okay, all right. All right, some good things.
Right.
Okay, all right, beautiful. All right, I want to talk to you again. This is some common energy, but it's energy that comes up from time to time. And one of the things I want, of course, the chest that you picked that was right in front of you, these are something Spirit is saying for you to begin to take a look at that is in front of you, that's happening in your life at this particular time. It doesn't mean that everything's on at this particular time, but it does mean that these are going to be some things that is happening at this time.
Okay.
So the other thing that I want to ask you about is tell me about you and dealing with depression.
Well, in my life, I have had different cycles of it.
Yeah.
So I definitely have, you know, gone through some low points in my life with around depression.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so right now, one of the things that, and thank you for sharing that, and thank you for your honesty on that, because this is definitely, it can help a lot of people as well, too, is that you're in a good space right now. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do feel like that.
Yeah, this is a really, really good space for you. I feel that things are a little bit more constant, I guess you could say. Changing. But still consistent for you, and in a good state. It's a good state for you. But one of the things that I also want to tell you is that here's how spirits say that you can really begin to balance out this energy and not have so many of the struggles that you've had in the beginning of your life, in the earlier stages of your life, because just like I talk about this new phase that we're in, this new origin, you're a new cycle as well, too, for yourself. And this is the time for you to begin, come sort of as the beginner. So this is about forgetting everything that you thought you knew and really be open to learning new things and exploring things in ways that maybe you have not thought about exploring them before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is you being at a point where you're kind of new without skills and all of this. Another thing, has there recently been, or are you thinking about, I'm going to say recently been, some employment change in what you do?
I had been struggling over the summer with whether I wanted to continue with the work that I was doing. And I felt like I got a nudge from spirit saying, you know, you should stay on the path that you are, but that it's going to transform.
Yes, it is. It is. And I'm going to say I'll give it another 5 months energetically. There's going to be some shifts there for you. Yeah, because I see that. And this is really where a lot of joy and abundance is going to come into your life and just more fulfilling. Your life is fulfilling now, but it's going to take it to a whole nother level. But one of the positions that you have to begin to get yourself into and feel very comfortable, which is an uncomfortable space for you, is to be the beginner. Go back to be the beginner. So even things that you think you know, really kind of open your mind to so you can see it. You're going to begin to learn in so many different ways. And it's going to open up so many different avenues and paths for you. And it's going to bring that stability there for you you haven't had for a while.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Really, really good. Really, really good and beautiful. I feel like you have another question for me.
Well, I'm a little bit scared, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And that is because recently I found out that I have a tumor, a brain tumor. But I won't find out until this coming week, you know, what that all means. You know, if it's something that is, you know, dangerous or whatever, or something that's going to be challenging. So I don't know what I guess I wondered if there's a message from spirit around that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. We have about 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go. So I know we're going to go to the after hours. Let me just kind of scan your energy here for you and just a second and see what I can pick up there, and then definitely give you a message for spirit. Everything's going to work itself, though. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah. It's really going to work itself out.
All right, then.
Yeah, I'm not done. I apologize. I was just trying to get ready so I can get everybody prepared. Here's what I want to tell you guys. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. I see there are still many of you on the phone lines, and I am going to get to you and try to get to each and every one of you. If you want to call in, you definitely to hear the rest of the show. Definitely call in to hear the rest of the show. If not, download. Brother Panic is going to be in the remix coming up next week, so you definitely want to make sure that you look that in as well. Keep those emails going. I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you in the readings this week, as well as you calling the Know Your Magic line. Look forward to hearing from you there. And also seeing you guys on Facebook. If you like the show, then definitely go. You want to go leave a comment, leave some feedback there. Go over to the Remix Family page. Leave it on Twitter. Want to say thank you to Esther for holding that down, and Sister Munya as well. All of you for being right here with me. It's been a joy to just share this energy with you tonight as we journey through the pyramid and really just uncover those things that need to be resurrected, those things that need to be reconstructed in our lives so we can begin to move into this new energy, this origin energy that we're coming upon. So much is happening right now, and so just very thankful to have you guys here with me. Peace and love. You can always email me question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have your Kim to keep those stories going, go over to msblueblast.com and make sure /cards that you leave those comments there. So big shout outs to everyone in the Kim Business class. We're going to be doing some work with them coming up this week as well, too. And also looking forward to the next Kim Business class, which will be happening very, very soon. So just email me. I look forward, you guys. We're going to keep going. Peace and love. All right. So we're going to put up the link there. All right. So 1 minute to go. Much love, Warren Beard, and to the rest of you. Download. We're getting ready to go into the after hours. So you guys, you definitely need to make sure you come in the after hours. Okay. All right. So here's the other thing I want you to begin to think about when it comes to, I'll tell you energetically what I pick up is that, again, you're the new beginner. And so for even more than that, but energetically, all of this is going to be really going to be worked through most of this within the next, I'm going to say, 5 months. I'm still going to hold true to that because energetically that's what it feels like, even though there is no time frame there. But as far as that, and when it comes to the tumor, and particularly when it comes to the brain, and what I'm picking up is that somewhere I'm saying I'm going to miss on the left side towards the back?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is.
It's supposedly near my pineal.
Okay. It's not as close to your pineal as that. What I feel that happened with that, saying the pineal is to ask, is that kind of near my pineal? And the doctor said yes. Is that how that went?
No, it really didn't. They took a test, and they said in the test that it was near there.
Hmm. I don't feel it's that close to it, but, you know, the brain is not a very big place, so everything is kind of close. Everything is somewhat kind of close to that. Let me see. Yeah, well, it's in that same particular spot there. Here are some things I want you to really begin to think about when it comes to this, because I feel like, and I want to tell you this, that it is some sort of abnormal growth that's going there. Anytime we start to think about tumors, and we start to think about those things of growth that's going there, this is really where all of the energy goes. You understand what I'm saying? Like this is where negative energy starts to gravitate itself towards. It starts to gravitate itself towards these particular areas in the body, and particularly when it comes to the brain and when it comes to dealing with these sensitive areas there. Here's what I want you to do, because there's been many cases of these different scenarios of people having brain tumors, and you can work with them. Because you know the area it's in, you can actually take yourself into a light meditation, and you can begin to see yourself like almost playing a video game, chunking off pieces of it. So I want you to do that, like when you're sitting there during the day, I want you, and you have a few minutes, you know, just kind of get just wrapped up on the couch and maybe with a blanket, and I want you to just see yourself going in and picturing what the brain looks like, and then I want to see yourself shooting sort of little dots at it, checking off chunks of it. And so by the time you actually get ready to go back to the doctor, you will have begun to work on this. But I'll tell you this. I know in this lifetime, you didn't have any major head injuries, correct?
That's right.
I can tell you this, though. In a past life, you did. You did. And so I want you to email me, because I won't be able to get into that too far here, but that's how I was able to see exactly what area, location that brain was, because okay. It did for some head trauma that came from a past life. But I really feel good about this. I feel good about the place that you're in. Some of the things to begin to think about is really I want you to just be in a happy place. This is going to be so important as you continue to go through the process. I'm even going to say that there's going to be some things that kind of change once you get to the doctor's office. So I want you to start doing that meditation. You can email me, and I'll give you some more clues on it, and maybe I can even do one for you in a short period of time, because you go back to the doctor next week, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe I can try to get something together for you that you can start to work with. But in the meantime, I want you to do, even when you go to sleep at night, I want you to put on your warrior little outfit, and I want you to get into your little battleship, and I want you to, whether you're flying or you're, and I want you to be shooting at that tumor each time and seeing pieces of it flake off. There's been scientific studies that did on a child that actually had a brain tumor, and that they did this in the hospital, and it shrunk almost to 50%.
Wow.
Yes. So there are things that you can begin to do. I'm not against, even though I'm a holistic practitioner, I'm not against modern medicine. Sometimes there's things that does need to come into play with it as well, but there's going to be things in your diet that you can begin to do. And I also do the holistic rings too, which is something you can do alongside with your doctor. So those are some things to begin to start to think about. But this is a time for you to be in your happy place. All those funny movies, things that make you laugh, anything that just makes you crap, you want to be there. You want to keep your energy there, because I feel your energy kind of dipping down, go a little low at this time. Yeah, I see it kind of going up and down, but know that you're in the stage. This is all about being a new beginner, and this is about you learning. So you're the new beginner here. So this is it. So there you go. So positive expectations for the future, because I feel like with 5 months, most of this will be all behind you.
Well, my goodness, thank you so much, and I appreciate everything that you have offered.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in, and keep in touch and let us know how you're going. We'll definitely send in you nothing but love and light your way.
Blessings.
All right. Blessings to you. Beautiful. All right. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 855. If you're live in the remix, please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good night, Miss Blue. This is
Hello.
Christine
good
calling
night.
From... Yes, how are you doing? You know, I will be honest. The first thing I will say about the meditation is I noticed how excited I was when I felt the sun underneath my feet. I mean, I literally felt the floor become sandy. Mm-hmm. So I was really kind of excited from that.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, man. And then the door I went in, door number 3, I went straight up to the chest before me. Then I kind of noticed the room. Should I go into that or just go into the chest?
No, you can tell us about that. That's fine.
Okay, well, I noticed while in the pyramid, yeah, it kind of got really cold, and I noticed that when I went in first, everything looked new, and I was surprised by that. And then when I started walking down the hall, it got to what you would think it would look like today, and then it changed back to a new looking place. And, you know, was feeling excited running down the hall, and it was really kind of intense, I'll be honest with you. I've never had a meditation that was that engaging of the senses, so much more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went into the room, third door, I noticed there was purple wall, four pillars that looked like gold. And
mm-hmm.
Went to the center chest, opened it up. I saw, it was very fuzzy at first, and then I saw a gold pendant of a dog. It looked like Anubis, a head part of Anubis.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of got a little scared with the next thing I saw, which was a golden scarab. I just got a little scared. And then the next thing I saw was a very well-polished, very highly polished amethyst. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I got from him.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And door number three. So
that's
now,
right.
Door number three, and one of the things that in this particular area, because we're talking about those things that we need to face, you know, those things that have been locked away in the chest that we need to become the grits with and we need to face. And for you, this is, it has a lot to do with marijuana.
Yeah, I've been really working on it.
Yeah, this is one of the things that definitely is, and I don't know why I said it like that, marijuana.
No, because I could understand it. That's why you said it like that.
Oh, so you could understand it. Okay, well, good. I'm glad you know. I'm talking from another place. Okay,
yeah,
so, it really is about this. It's about this is really at the point in life where spirit is saying, because the chest you chose was the one right in front of you. This is having a very strong impact on what's happening to you in life at this time. And so it's time for you to begin to put something else in the place of it. Because I'm going to tell you what that is. I want you to think about when you're engaging in this act of weed. And of course, again, you know, this doesn't come from any other thing. It has nothing to do with what's right and what's wrong, but it's about how it's impacting you. And what you'll find is that whenever you get upset, whenever you get angry, this is when you want to smoke. So it is literally taking the life out of you. Get it? It's taking your breath away from you. And so each time that you get upset, each time that you get angry and you begin to smoke, you're taking the breath out of yourself. And so what happens is it leaves you breathless for the rest of your life. So everything else that you have to deal with in your day-to-day life, you don't have the breath to deal with it. So this is why it's going to be important that you find something else to take the place of where you were exerted this anger, this frustration, this disappointment, and even sometimes your perfectionism tendencies. This is where it is. This is a time for you to dive into those things of your work. What it becomes for you to work with your craft, you know, your painting, your artwork, this where you need to begin to put that energy and let it not be inside of inside of you smoking. Smoking now has started to do the adverse effect for you. It's taking away your life and it's leaving you breathless. And so you're not even able to communicate and speak and get your point across and do things that you need to do in your life because of this. So now it's time, Spirit is saying, that you must stop it.
Yes. Okay. I definitely received that, Miss. The thing I'm saying to myself is, it is up, I guess it's up to me, but what do I eat? Well, you gave me the answers. do the craft and stuff like that. But what else can I do to when I get angry or dealing with those feelings? What can I do? Because I've been using art as therapy, but
mm-hmm.
I still smoke. So
Well, you can find another method of something. If you feel that you have to have something just to smoke, get you a herb pack to take the place of it.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the things that you can do. Beat your damn pillow.
No, Miss Blue. I wish you didn't say that. I really wish you didn't
beat
say
your
that.
Pillow. Get your pillow.
No.
Sometimes
I tell you the
grab
truth.
Your pillow and just scream as loud as you can.
Well, I can't do that one, but I think the reason why I'm withdrawing from that is I have a tendency for breaking things. I mean, like, utterly destroying things. So I do not really want to go there.
Yeah, you can do that. Yes, no, you can do that. And let me tell you something else. And this is really funny because one of my friends reminded me that I told them this like almost about 10 or 15 years ago, and I thought it was funny. When something is upsetting you, this is what I want you to do. I want you to just take it, and I want you to write it out and tear it up into little pieces and put it inside an ice cube and freeze it and let it in the freezer in the ice tray. And then if you get really, really mad, you can take the ice cubes outside and throw them at the concrete and stomp them. But I told her this almost about 10, 11 years ago. So that's another
that's
thing that
funny.
You can...
Right. A safe way of doing it. Yeah, right. Huh. Letting it out without destroying it.
That's right. Yeah. And if it's... someone or something is upsetting you, just write that letter and just start ripping it. They say, what are you doing? Say, I'm making some ice. Pour some ice, put the little papers in there, and freeze it. And so the whole time as it's freezing, that you're holding that energy away from you. All of that energy is getting away from you, and you don't have to hold it. But you've got to find another outlet. And this is why this came up this particular time. Of all the things that could have come up, this came up for you in spirit saying, you've got to stop the smoking because it is literally taking the life out of you. It is.
All right, Miss Bone. All right. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you, Griffin. From Jamaica. Let us know how it is.
Yeah, well, I will.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Yes.
You can hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, you kind of was fading in and out. I can hear you now. Yes.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know I pushed one, but it's wonderful to talk to you, and I'm glad you took some time off to go within and be with your family, and now you're back with your other family.
Yes.
I wasn't on the call earlier, but you can still do your thing and give me a reading. I didn't do the temple chest thing. I didn't get on the call.
You didn't get a chance. That's okay. What I'm going to have you do is let me have you hold the line because I want to try to get to everyone who's on the call, and then I'll make sure that I'll try to come back to you if we have enough time, okay? So just hold the line for me. Thank you. Right. Peace and love. Good to hear from you. We go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Denise. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay. What's your name again?
Denise? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're calling from Ohio. Okay. Greetings. This from Ohio. You want to tell us?
I want to first tell you that I love your show. I always catch it on the podcast. But when I call in, you are always so full. But I love your show and what you're
Oh, well, thank you. It's good to hear from you. And I'm glad you finally got a chance to catch the remix live because it's something else to catch it live. Did you get a chance to do the meditation?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell us what door, what temple door you went in?
Well, I honestly just listening to you talking to some other people. I got a message in healing, and I went through door number 3.
Okay. Went through door number 3. Okay. And which chest did you pick?
The middle.
The middle one. Okay. All right. And what was the message you felt that was for you?
I had a message of, I guess, being fearful. Because I'm always, I didn't want to look in. I kind of wanted to walk back out.
Yeah.
Wanted to walk back out, not deal with it. That's what I kind of got from it. I'm just scared.
Scared to look within?
I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, not just scared to look within. I guess scared because it was scary things, like, you know, the monsters when I was growing up and, you know, the bullies in my family and stuff like that.
Can you hear me okay? Because I can't hear you okay.
All right, let me go to a place. Is that better?
Yes, that is better. That definitely better. Okay, so you wanted to call in and share that. And so do you feel like you have your message? You want me to tell you a message? Because let me know. You know, Miss Blue don't give readings to people who don't want them.
Right, because I want you telling all my business.
I knew that.
Do you see that, though? Do you see that I'm kind of fearful about that?
Yes, I do see it. Well, let me tell you this without telling all of your business. Here are some things I want you to take a look at, and this is going to really, really help you because you're at the time now that you can begin to move past a lot of these fears. And the number one thing that I want you to focus your attention on is to know that this cycle that you're in at this particular time has a lot to do with different growths for you. So you're growing in many different areas of your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, just all different levels of your life. But this is about really listening to that inner voice that's within you. And sometimes that's not always an easy thing for you to do. So sometimes you're dead on with it. You're really, really good because you're a good intuitive sister. But then other times you will ignore that voice and go do something completely opposite only to come back and say, damn, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
That's just told me.
So the main thing is to make sure that two things happen. One, you definitely want to meditate because of how your energy moves through you. Almost the same like me. I have to meditate every single day. So find that time, whether you give me 1 minute, 2 minutes, I don't care what you do, but I need you to get still, I need you to get quiet, and I need you to just kind of go with it so you can kind of balance that energy out with yourself. So meditation is going to be key for you. The other thing is you want to incorporate a couple of two foods into your diet. One of them is going to be fruits. So all kinds of fruits, you need to eat as many fruits as possible. And then try to eat the fruits as they're balancing out with the time of day. So, for instance, in the morning, you can get those things like oranges and lemons and these things while the sun's up. When the sun is down, things like plums, this darker color fruit you eat at that particular time. And then take a little bit of maple syrup, because one of the things about maple syrup, we have many different activation points, and they come through the sense of sound, smell, taste, and all the different senses. And so this is an activation point for you connecting with that energy of the higher part of yourself is through maple syrup. You can actually take a couple of little fruits and put them in a bowl and just pour a little bit of maple syrup on there, and then afterwards go into a light meditation. This is really going to help you build a strong channel when it comes to connecting yourself with that higher energy within you. And so this is going to get you over some of those fears, because you're going to face it. You're going to be able to face it. And you'll be able to see that a whole lot clearer, and it's not going to look as scary as you think it might be.
Because I'm always scared, but I really appreciate that. I'll do that. I've kind of, something, I guess the fruit kind of been talking to me to do what you just said, and I've been ignoring it. I can totally see that. I can see that so much. Okay.
Beautiful. So do that. I'm not going to tell all your business. You can always email me. We can talk about some more there. But that's definitely going to work for you. So real powerful revelation about things that you've seen in the trunk and just those things that you came into in the pyramid. And they would challenge you after you kind of work with the energy a little bit. Go back and do the meditation again. Do the vision quest again. And I guarantee you, you're going to see something else that you're not going to be afraid to look at then.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate you. Have a blessed night.
All right, you too. Peace and love. All right. Well, you guys, let's see. I think we forgot a few people, so we're going to go back and we're going to check with them. Call, and it looks like from area code 901, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Central Life from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, who's calling in? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Sincere Light.
Sincere Light. Do you have me on speakerphone?
No, I don't. I'm in the bathroom right now, so you probably might hear a little echo or something.
Do you need me to come back to you?
No.
Okay. All right. So did you do the meditation?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You want to tell us what door you picked?
It was door number 7, and pick the chest on the left. And I found in the chest it was a key, a book, and a light bulb.
A key, a book, and a light bulb. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And how did it feel when you were going into the temple?
It was a cool temperature. A little less comfortable than usual.
Okay. So you said cold temperature as you were going in. The other thing I want to ask is, tell me about you and anxiety.
Me and anxiety. Well, pretty controllable. I have a strong mind, a strong heart to understand such things, so it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I do have minor problems.
You said you do have what now?
Minor problems, minor situations I might have to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because one of the things that definitely I'll tell you immediately that's coming up for you, that spirit is saying that's with this chest that has a lot to do with it, is dealing with it. Sometimes you have anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Tell me again what was inside your chest.
Oh, a light bulb, a book, and a light bulb, a book, and a key.
A light bulb, a book, and a key. Okay. Okay. A light bulb, key, and a book, and a key. Two things. One of the things that I'll tell you where a lot of your focus needs to be is really to help you to get grounded. Grounded to this physical reality, because sometimes what can happen is you can get way, way out in the woo-woo, which is not a bad thing. I'm a woo-woo girl, so I can appreciate that, but you have to do work to really kind of keep you grounded because of those things of past, even that you've been through, and I'm talking about in this particular life, that you've been through many different schools when it comes to spirituality. And And where when I get into your energy, there's a little bit sometimes of where this anxiety is coming from. It's some of these different belief systems crossing over into themselves.
Yeah, I can resonate with that.
Okay. And so, are you still in the bathroom?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, so one of those things that for you to really kind of get this energy together is to do a lot of work of grounding yourself here in this physical reality. And those exercises that you can begin to do to ground yourself, one is to go for a walk and really spend time outside into nature. And even if you get a chance to go back and download and listen to some of the shows from the brother, Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz, and start to get into planting different plants, even if you have one plant to kind of touch your hands and get connected with the soil, because I feel there's somewhat a disconnect on this planet. I see your up chakras are spinning very, very fast, but the lower ones are way out of balance.
Wow. That was some good insight.
Yeah. So do that, because that's it. You don't have to worry about doing any kind of extra work to become spiritual. You are a spiritual brother. But I need you to get grounded so you can begin to use the energy that's coming into you, so that you can begin to pull it into this physical reality and then begin to manifest things through it. And so the reason you're having trouble manifesting as much as you want is because lower chakras have not been grounded for you.
Man. Yeah, that really struck me right there. And I've been thinking about that, you know. I was telling my wife I want to plant, start planting some, food. I've been really thinking about planting food, I find myself, I get into a lot of astral travel, probably, it's most likely probably, I can see what you're saying, my higher chakras are spinning faster, way faster than, my lower chakras, because, I find myself like, as if I stay up to like 4 o'clock in the morning, like 5 o'clock, if I don't go to sleep by 5 o'clock, it's like my energy would be like blasting, like
yes,
almost uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
To where like things will manifest like probably on anxiety level.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it is.
And I find myself like, okay, trying to sidetrack my mind and get it off, because it's like the energy's so strong, it's like it's almost to the point it's unbearable.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying on that. Well, getting grounded to the physical plane is really something I need to look at.
Yes, that'll be excellent for you. And when you meditate, this is something I talked about last year for people like yourself, and I'm that way as well too. I have to really, when I meditate from, I start from my top chakras and I go down. I don't meditate from the ground up. You don't need to pull any more energy out. You need to release some of your energy to the earth. So you want to start from the top and see your energy flowing down, as opposed to the energy being down and pulling up, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you'll see, it'll come into balance for you. And then you'll be able to use these things, and it'll relieve the anxiety, because I felt that very strong coming into your energy. So that's where that's coming from. It's like all this energy, and it's like what to do with it. You see, it's almost to the point where you feel like you're about to float or fly, because it's pulling so much. So that's where that's coming from. So just really get into some grounding, and then you'll be able to take those things that are coming in and be able to see how to not only apply it in your life, but how to manifest things in your life that you want as well too. All right.
I find myself thinking about stuff like that, because I look at myself and I think like, okay, because I do lectures on the weekend about, a lot of spiritual things like astral traveling, psionics, you know,
yeah.
things like that. And
mm-hmm.
I find myself, I was like, okay, if I look at things from a different perspective, like all these things on a higher level of consciousness seems easier to me, like really, really easy to manifest. But things
mm-hmm.
on lower scale of consciousness, on a lower plane, is like real hard for me to manifest.
Right. And that's why. So I can definitely see that. Yeah, because your upper chakra has been in out of control. Out of control. So, yeah, you just kind of want to bring the rest of them to kind of get into a nice little flow there so that you can begin to really just flow that energy where you need to flow it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peace and love. You'll have to come back and let us know how that worked for you.
Oh, yeah. Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful. All right. All right, you guys. Listen up. Are you guys still running with me? I see you all there. I see a couple of more calls on the line, but I think we're about to get cut off, so I don't want to have this show end that way. I just want to say thank you to you guys. This has been very, very powerful. For the rest of you, you can always email me questionforblue@gmail.com and let me know. I would love to hear what door you picked and what chest you pick and what was inside the chest, and so you can begin to start to align yourself with this new energy that is coming on board. There's so many downloads that's going to be happening, and before December the 3rd gets here, we're going to be doing many shows so that you can begin to work with this energy inside of you. A lot of you have this energy that you're already working with that's coming on board. And so that you can begin to just get yourself into that alignment for the divine alignment that's coming. So you'd be right in that position. So it's been a lot of fun, you guys. I love connecting with each and every one of you here live in the remix. We'll be next week, same remix time. Brother Panic's going to be on. So it's going to be a lot of information. And I'm sure that's going to get dropped there. And then also, I know I had some calls, some of you PMing me, that some of you are PMing me about your chest, and I know that you're calling Evelyn from Canada. So make sure that you guys email me so I can tell you. It'll give me a little bit to get to those emails, but I will. I have some other special announcements that's coming up. Don't forget to dump it. If you don't know what dump it is, go back and listen to that show, but go to www.dumpitasap.com. And any thoughts that is not serving you for your highest good that you want to release from yourself and you want to let go, feel free to go over there and dump it, get rid of it, send it out into the universe so it can be recycled for something positive. So just release it from yourself as a place you can do that. And also, you can always connect me for reading question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. I do private reads, one-on-one, sacred sessions, Akashic record readings, and boy, I'm excited to do those this week as well, too. And also, God, Goddess, numeric Akashic record readings for the baby, and also holistic readings I will be doing at this particular time. So connect me. Kim Business Class is going to be coming up soon, so you'll be hearing more about that. I'll probably announce the date next week once we work out all the details. And also, for those of you who are in the Kim Business Class, we have a Facebook page set up. Email me if you want to get on that Facebook page, because it's going to be for everyone who's went through the Kim Business Class. It's going to be a place where we continue to do our work, share what's going on. Some of you are doing some amazing things, and you'll be able to connect with each other, post information there, and I'll keep, at me and Brother Bilal, we'll keep giving you guys work assignments over there, things that we can all continue to work on, and just really begin to keep this movement going of empowering ourselves and learning and growing together, which is so much fun. I had so much fun here tonight. It was a good night. I'm kind of in a real chilled, relaxed mood. I'm going to listen to one of my favorite songs, of course, before I lay my head on the pillow tonight. I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. We have the family show coming up, and I'll be announcing those dates too. So get the children ready, get grandma ready, grandpa ready, get uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody. We're just going to get together and we're going to have a blast. I will be getting with some of you because I want you to work with me on the family show so that we can put the different sections together. If you have ideas about that, hit me up and let me know that as well, too. So peace and love to each and every one of you. And, you know, I wish you nothing but an amazing week this week. Keep learning, keep growing, keep loving each other. And I'll see you in the remake next week. It is so good to be back, you guys. It is so good to be back. And download, download, download. Peace, love, everyone. Much love. Spirit. I always do that. I love this song. Listen, since so many of you guys are still on the phone lines, I'm going to give you this extra little treat if you didn't get a chance to hear this, and anyone who's listening. Here is a chakra meditation you can do, and also in a really cool way. I want you to get this, and I don't know how many of you heard about this, but I was just speaking with this. I want you to get an air wick candle. Air wick candle. Air wick has made these color changing candles. And when you light these candles up, they change colors, and they actually change to the colors of the chakras. I don't know how many of you have heard of this. I've spoken with a few of you about this as well. But I have these air wick candles that they have. They also have one that comes in black, and it has lotus flower on it. And so it changes colors. If you go to airwick.com and you actually sign up there, you can actually get a coupon, I think, for like $2 off. Candles are like $5 or $6 at Walmart. But when you're doing your meditation and you want to know what chakra to really focus your energy on and begin to work with it, go into your meditation, light the candle. You can even get into a little candle magic with this and all of that. I'm going to keep it real psycho sexy cool for you. And do a light meditation. And when you open your eyes, the color that's there is going to be the color that you need to work on. Try it out. It works. And you'll see it's going to let you know. And you can even start your day out. I love these candles. They smell good. They change colors. And they really just, they're really magical. So you guys know how I love those things that are magic. But they're really cool candles to work with. I'll be coming out with some more rituals that you do for the candle. And I'll be giving those out on the Know Your Magic line, the Kim line, telling you some instructions to do with candles. It's really cool. I actually was playing around with this candle with one of my little cousins, and I held, and when I picked it up and held it, the candle lit. It wasn't even lit. So she spent all day trying to put the candle in her hand to light the candle, and she couldn't do it. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to share that gem with guys. If you don't have the air witch color-changing candle, you want to get that. If you want to see it, you can actually go to my Facebook page. I liked it on Facebook. They actually have a video there so you can see it. It really is pretty. It's beautiful. It's good to eat dinner by as well, too, because you have all of those colors, and, you know, colors give off frequencies and vibrations, and I think it's a really cool, magical candle, and it smells nice, too. So play around with that air wick candle. You know, go get the coupon and then get the candle. It changes colors, and it's not like a little bit of color. It gets really bright. If you cut off the lights, it really will illuminate. So it's really, really cool to work with. It just shows you how consciousness is coming online in so many different ways. I mean, who would have thought that Eric would come up with a candle that changes colors, you know, and the colors of the chakras in that particular order. So you'll be able to see that. So it's really some amazing times that we're living in, and we have so many tools that is available to us. So you guys, you definitely want to jump on board and get these tools. So see you next week. Peace and love, everyone. It's been a great show, great share, and you guys were able to hear me. I was able to hear you, and we were able to listen to my favorite song. So much love, everyone. Don't forget to download, and see you guys next week. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Peace.